Blog Talk Radio.
The remix.
We got five on everything, man.
We got a
Drew Brown.
We got a
Lumi.
Now
we got
the Yuck
Man.
Yeah, Richie Rich. He folded.
Spice Hurt.
Say you got five on my tender, you can bend her over the table, but be sure that you bring my stallion back to my stable. Say bruh, no elementary school ground playing, not a $5 bill, but $5 on the real field. I'm on the level, stay mellow, no criticism from the fellows. Hello, being key during the high speed, but still don't tap the BP. I'm DD, Drew Brown, baby.
Like night grill, I drop fever. So either put your five before you got to leave it like Diva. Cause see ya, Nicky Perfin broke a smoke, you slip all day. Go home and buy Big Tricky with his pretty then parlay. I got five on the Hennessy, Seagrams or Gordon. Cause this is how we do it like Montel Jordan. I'm from the Oakland City, Frank Nitti is a goner. Now I'm blowing it up like Oklahoma.
Put your feet with my fin, best believe we'll bend. More corners than you thought to something right is bought. Most Zags believe that. Token, where you from? Oakland, smoking, in attempts to crack the chest plate. The zips be so fluffy, the whole town love me. At every event, I'm sacked up, so if you need me, scream double R when you see me.
Trade me so bad. 40 makes it happen. Five gates slacking, revenue growth and just a little bit of lightweight. Slam boats and potent fumes linger. Mighty clouds and northern lights. My expected victory bearing, you'll be violating my civil rights. I'm starting to feel my skrill, but perhaps today my skill ain't filling me. For the simple fact that I'm off to the track with hella fools be. Pockets empty, pitching five, man, I'm thirsty. Took off my hat, passed it around.
Me and these hoes through the head, coming dead plus. Yuck, let the lead bust. Ready to do a murder, man. Turned off the hurricane, learned the game. Witness what being on two fifths equal. Me killing people like Jason, facing death every seek.
Insane in the membrane.
Bring the pain like method, neglected. Smoking crisps at night to the brain for breakfast. Guzzle the Hindu, fence to do the evil that men do. Give me feed by shall proceed and continue.
I gotta be down, cause new styles are going down. Look around you, tunes from the moon spreading round and round you. Back to get my old one, they let me flow on. The 35 on it, yeah, I'm on it. Still bringing satin for them draws. Velvet for the mic and got a pound for the cause.
Rolling up cannabis, the team are hitting the Mary Jane. Smoking a 5 before it's 12 o'clock, sipping on hurricane. Ready to smoke on the endo, rolling up my window. Better go to the land, with a hand for the broccoli. When it comes to the sticky, I'm the man. Crush nasty, I be hitting the J so hard I earl. Falling on the smoke and I have a stroke. THC ain't no joke. I got five on everything, let you know this is smoke. It's T-I-C-E about to hit it and crow.
Welcome to the Dry Bones. We are here. This is the Helios Biblis, the Book of the Psalm, your host, Dry Bones. And guess what? We're about to do it one more time. Whew, it's going to be deep today, y'all. Get ready. I got my man coming in. We put this show together, Brother Eddie and mine. We got five on it. And now five with inflation is 15. Oh, yes. Going to take only two of y'all. Go take three of y'all if y'all broke. Oh, my goodness. It's going to get funnier up here. We got my man on. The J is Brother Rob Collins Esquire, but we know him by Rob Esquire here. We be bringing him in because he got another fabulous event for Uday County. I hope y'all listening. We always try to give free, you know. even though Cat Williams is not free tonight, we are still doing our thing free. Now, this is going to be down here in Dade County, baby. Oh, yes. It's the 2024 Miami-Dade County Fair Housing Month Celebration. I don't know what that means, but we're going to find out from him at the bottom or the top of the hour, one to two, and we will be getting to that. But that's going to be down here, y'all, Friday, April 19th, Doubletree Biscayne Lovely Boulevard on 1717. Oh, North Bayshore Drive, Miami, Florida, 33132. I like that, 1717. See how you, when people throw things, we're going to get into that later on when we get to the deeper level. 1717, North Bay Shore, baby. Pirate Cove, baby, Miami. And this program is going to be deep, y'all. I want y'all to know this. He's going to come on and explain, but I like the name. I've been to two of them so far. I think I'm going to get involved with this time just because it's a housing crutch. And see, the name of the fair, I love it. Rising to Meet the Challenges. It's some challenges. They got some special speakers all coming out of Chicago, so we're going to get deep into that. So get ready, y'all. Get ready. This is going to be an outrageous one today. Get ready for what we're about to put on you now. Unbelievable stuff happening. Just let me say this, though. See, when I put this together, I put it together with the occult mind in the mix. And I said, wow, you know, we've been saying 5 months. But, you know, the reality, we did shows on this already, and many of y'all have done shows and other shows. But, see, the five, and I put, they got five on it. So they got everything, all your five senses. Just last night, they started, how many of y'all remember us saying they're going to create a war? Because they can't, it's so deep with this election time, it's about saving the republic and the demise of the republic. That's why they got to put out the movie Civil War to get you prepared. Israel gets attacked by Iran. We'll be getting to that later on. Boy, didn't we put the tape on for y'all? When I get the information, we give it to the dry bones. Ain't no need. Y'all same way. When y'all get the information, you give it to the dry bones. And today, we're going to give out some information. That one that's coming up on April 19th. Free information now. You don't take advantage of free information, something wrong with you. And that means you don't understand what free means. Now, we've been talking about this for a long time. They're setting up the whole scenario. Housing is crucial to the economy. I hope everybody understands that. That's why it's going to be so hot today. Crucial to the economy. You can't get no houses and you working on a 40-hour job, 80-hour a month, whatever the hell, 120 hours a month. I mean, think about it. Now, I'm in the process looking for a car. I'm going to give you a whole scenario on facts that I know to be facts because I'm dealing with it. Interest rates. Even with good credit, they want to give you 9%. Are you kidding me? But y'all love this stuff, so we're going to get deep today. Oh, about to play with y'all. See, I'm live the facts. I'm giving you the facts. We ain't making up nothing. But I'm telling you, they got five on it. They got five on you, on all of us. And that's going to be our food, water, clothing, your sleeping habits, and definitely your shelter. And the end part will be discussed today once I bring my brother Bob. Esquire, Brother Rob Esquire will be with us, like I say. Another hot one now. Now, once they get control of your food, and I'm a play five senses to show you in less than 15 minutes they got your food already. Then I'm going to go to the water. Then I'm going to go to your clothing. All your clothing is from China. Now, how China able to buy up prime real estate throughout all of America. Got you buying their clothes. Now, here's how I have to look at how our people thinking today. I go for all people now. Anybody calling themselves American, and I'm calling all people, and those who claim America, indigenous Americans. Y'all the indigenous. Anybody, if you ain't born, you born somewhere else, that's fine. But if you've been born only in America right now, I'm talking to you at the moment because this is going to be the playbook. Now, they got the five senses already. And shelter. These are the bare necessities for everyone on the planet. That's why I tell you this is a global assault on the people. We'll get deep later on, but I ain't going to do it now. I'm going to keep y'all straight on earth before we go into the outer limits. Straight on earth today, for at least for the first hour. Because we go into the outer limits on the next level for sure. Now, This can't be met. So that's why they come with this, you know, basic needs cannot be met without the aid of charitable organizations. Now, y'all got to find me some charitable. Food stamps is charitable, right? But food stamps is manipulated by any group that got the money. You go to food stamps and buy liquor at the Arab stores. You can buy a bunch of stuff. Now, all of them, I didn't say all of them, but so, you get everything from them. Because they all entrenched in the black community, except for certain regions in the 10 regions of the Republic of America. Now, once they control those five, they go to the next one. This one is at the higher level, which is they got many people on this level. That's why you got homeless people, because they destroy all their five senses. Once you destroy their five senses, you got all. They come to you for everything. They're on the street. It's called panhandling. They're creating panhandling societies. Now, let me prove it to you. Facts do matter, and I ain't that bright. Now, once they do that, a reliable place to receive a meal. So you need a house to receive a meal, a shelter to receive a meal, can be what needed for a person to focus to obtain higher needs. The truth is, there's only five basic needs. Now, they already gave you the lower level, water, clothing, sleep, and shelter. Here's the one that's going to be a global attack, and we're going to be getting an attack until we get to the next level. Clean air. Oh, it's already a fight for clean air. Oh, my goodness, that fight is purified. Then water, then nutrients. See, nutrients, these are higher level. These are elemental levels. The elements, L of the God construct. Where if you can destroy shelter and then sleep, that's it. Clean air. Right there's a battle right now going on right before your very eyes for the power of the air. That's why they call your Bible stories Prince of the Power of the Air. Is that not a fact? I think it is. It's in your Bible. You can interpret it the way you want because you might have your own brain construct. So those words might not mean what I'm thinking. But I do know they got dictionaries for each word there is. So if you don't look them up, that's your fault. Don't blame nobody for ignorance. No more. You can't blame the white people now when they gave the Bible says knowledge will go to and fro in the earth. That's the internet. Common sense will tell you that one. But common sense ain't common. That's my brother, man. Brother A, love you, man. Common, he been saying that all since I've done common. My brother said, common sense ain't common, brother. I said, you right, man. Now, let's get back to it. Once they could just, all your legislation is on clean air right now. I hope you looked up the bill. Probably not. Probably don't even know what it is. Go look up clean air bill initiative, a clean air bill, and let's see if you really think that's a great idea, all you listening today. That's a great idea. Have you read it? That's the number one assault. Once they got five on it, your air, you finished. We finished. Water, we almost there with water. Come on, y'all. Water, they fight over water in each state. You don't even know. It's called water wars. Go look it up. Then nutrients. Every day, you being stripped of the land because you don't let it rest on the seventh year. Ain't no resting. Constant farming. Ain't no blessing the land. Ain't blessing that bitch. See, I ain't going to go there yet. I'm going to tell you what the earth is really called, but I ain't going to go there. Whew, let me calm down. I got to stay on earth. Got to stay on earth right now. Now, here goes. Once that's happened, the five basic needs on both the lower and spiritual level, which I just named, the five basic human needs that must be met to allow for a healthy functioning and life satisfaction, good therapy. But you are about to be put into survival mode. And these five senses to survival mode. So I'm going to put you right in the five senses. We got five on today, y'all. Oh, hope y'all ready for this one. See, once you go into survival mode, which many of you have not been in at all in your life probably. Survival mode means no electricity. My man, Brother Kwame, Kamali, my man, brother, love you. Great time we had. he brought something to my attention. He was clarifying how long we was out of electricity. Can you be without electricity for 9 months, everybody? Because I have been. I've been throughout electricity for almost a year. 9 months I went without. Many of us in South Florida went out. Can y'all do that? Think you can handle that? New Orleans could talk to you. So when you get a calamity, you'll see real people. You'll see who got good hearts. You're going to find there's going to be groups of people in every community. The Hispanic community going to be good, but you got that evil side. The evil side is exploitation. This is what you better protect. This is called survival. I got five on it. You better realize what it's saying. First thing you better protect in survival mode is the food. You got food set up? Nah. Can you survive a month? Second one, same ones I said they're attacking. Water. You got water? You got a well? South Florida, we got wells. You got wells in your area, y'all? Y'all get to do, because once the water, once this pulls off, ain't going to be no water in no grocery store. Willing to eat due to water that's being pumped into your water system from water plants across America. You willing to do that? Okay, let's see. So that's two. Next one, can you protect your house? Why they want to get your guns. See, they want to flip the script. They want you to believe that they let every criminal out that you can let out that's violent prone. Hannibal Lecter type shit. See, my man, Brother Jeff Comic, the comic man, sci-fi man, Brother Jeff on this program, he do a lot of things that's going good. But I told him the sci-fi is real. You might go around and flip the books and stuff, but you about to live this. So you better make some stuff that's real now. All that stuff about black folks not knowing what's going on, that's a lie. Steve Coakley died for y'all. Told y'all, he had OJ on. We're going to go to OJ. Steve Coakley. See, OJ was at Ashwa Quasi and Steve Coakley stuff. We're going to get into that later on when we get to the second half. We ain't going to get into that. Mm-mm. Keep y'all on earth. Next one. Here's the key right here. This is why they can exploit you. There's a mechanism called sexual fulfillment. You must either cut that switch off during survival mode, or unfortunately, you will sell your soul to eat. Second one, they knew that you need love. That's why they kept you in the house to experiment of COVID, because everybody needs love. Even thugs and all you fucks and fuck fags. I think you fuck fags. What are you? Fag fucks, fuck fags, whatever the hell is going on. Anyway, all y'all out there need love. You know, and belonging. So that's why they cut you off through the experiment, COVID-19, to see how you would react once they cut you off. Remember, you couldn't even see your own parents if they was dying. You remember that, y'all? That was it. And see, that means family and friendships and community. Once they cut that off, all five senses is dead. And you won't be able to get a house. So I'm going to give you some more facts. Oh, this is going to hurt you today. Facts do matter. While all this is going on with Puff Daddy and you watching all this buffoonery and clown shit, and I hope Cat Williams goes off and I can't wait, I just want you to know. The banks got together. Guess where they got together at? I wish they could play a game right now. Where was the meeting held where all the banks got together? Well, look up this so you won't think I'm lying, because facts do matter on this program. We don't say them and they. We give you facts, nouns, pronouns. Bank of England, Mark Carney, K-C-A-R-N-E-Y, delivered a speech in the annual meeting of last year of central bankers in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, on August 23rd, during the time of Leo. And guess what he said? I got it right here. He says, establishing astrometric at the heart of the IMF monetary fund system is growing. While the world economy are being reordered. Look what it says, reordered The U.S. dollar remains as important as when. Now, this is what you better look up, everybody. I was told to look this up years ago. Antoinette, remember when all of the people from the movements, the Patriot movement and the, what other that was, the Tea Party movement, they was always talking about Alan LaRouche. Queen, Sister Ngoni was always talking about Alan LaRouche back in the day. It was a thing called the Bretton Woods Agreement. The Bretton Woods Agreement, you need to look it up because it collapsed. And that's what this dude just said. It said, U.S. remains as important as when the Bretton Woods collapsed. That's a statement he made. Then he goes on to state that when there goes to outline a remarkable detailed blueprint of the global central bank transformation of the dollar order, the revolution, the revolutionary shift. They saying the money shift is the revolution. Not what you thinking. The money shift. They just shifting money. That's what the man saying. And that's what he said. I'm just giving you, because I know you ain't looked this up, because you watching Puff Daddy and all the bullshit and OJ now. Y'all hate OJ, my God. I don't even know how much hate for, I mean, the Dream Team OJ had, the Kardashians, that's a movie right there. But we'll get into that later. We're going to keep y'all on earth. Because housing is the number one attack. So get ready. Now, look what it says, y'all. Carney discussed that China, as the world-leading trading nation, is the obvious candidate to replace the dollar as leading reserve currency. Now, this, they having a meeting now that China going to use the yen. So this was in August of last year while you watching all the bullshit. Then it goes on. And I told you we got five on it, y'all. See, that's why we give it to you nice and easy. We got five on it. Look what it says, y'all. Here's the five. That's why I love that show, The Fox, The Five. See, Fox is 666 in gematria. So don't think we don't know that. The Banks of England governors propose, in effect, that the IMF, with its multi-currency special drawing rights, and you can't, you pay 9% interest rates. You hate Trump. Okay. Yet he talking about they got to go. I'm just going to give you some analysis right here. A basket of five currencies. Here are the five. The dollar, the pound, the yen, the euro, and the renminbi, which is India. And now the renminbi should play a central role in creating a new monetary system. You'll probably get it on a few shows. We're one of those few shows, of course. The rest of them are probably in the dark about what took place. What took place, y'all? In Wyoming. I love the name. I just love that name. Jackson Hole. Get in that Jackson Hole, baby. Oh, boy. They can play. Are y'all ready for the drive? Right now, we about to put it on. Let me take a quick break. Quick break, everybody. Get yourself ready. We're going to bring in our calls. I'm going to take all y'all afterwards. Until we can get some questions and answers. I want y'all to realize they got five on it. All your five senses. And again, I got to play one thing, though. One thing on it. While y'all was acting like, because all these bills came in the 60s that we're going to talk about. All the bills. The Secret Service Act, Kennedy era. Lyndon Johnson, LBJ. What a dream team, LBJ and JFK. Now you got JFK Jr. coming in. You had his brother, Chappaquiddick, Massachusetts. He was able to kill by a car accident, didn't go to jail. He was drunk as hell. So don't tell me you don't get a free gallon of pass card. That's the game of Monopoly. Everybody on this line, you should teach your kids the game of Monopoly like we did, and they'll have a better construct of what the hell they dealing with. What the hell free get out of the car mean if you ain't rich? What the hell own a railroad mean if you ain't in Ohio, Palestine, Ohio? You know, now that railroad company that put that chemical in Palestine, Ohio, they got to pay the whole town. That's really reparations. But see, your mind of reparations, black folks. Whew. It's going to be interesting. But the same civil rights bill that my brother going to be talking about, housing and so forth, is the same era that you're going to hear right now. And listen to what this era tried to tell you and our parents. I couldn't tell me. I wasn't even born yet. I'm in 62. These people telling this in 65 and stuff. I don't have no comprehension. Many of you out there listening, they had no comprehension. But a president made a speech in front of our parents. They didn't comprehend it. In front of our grandparents, they possibly did not comprehend it. And for some strange reason, even the white people didn't even comprehend it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed. No president should fear public scrutiny of his program, for from that scrutiny comes understanding, and from that understanding comes support or opposition, and both are necessary. I am not asking your newspapers to support an administration, but I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people.
Now, that's what we're doing right now. We're informing and alerting the American, all of you out there, y'all about to get ready. We're about to put your, looking for my brother, Robert. I'm going to take a few calls on this because, that's what we do. Before we, Brother Rob, please call in, or I'm going to call you. Which one is it? I'm looking at my phone now to see. I'm trying to reach as I open up the lines, make sure we get. But I just want y'all to just marinate on what was just said there. But just the president of the United States saying secret society is running the government. Now, how more simplistic can this be to you out there listening? Let me get a caller. 8554. Go ahead before I get the callers, my guest there. Go ahead, brother.
Well, as far as reference to the clip, and you had mentioned the movie earlier, I actually saw it Friday night, Civil War. I'm not going to tell the premise of the movie, but...
Don't do it.
I'm going to say it, but I'm going to say it like this. People need to start paying attention because there's another movie coming out dealing with the presidential assassination or attempted assassination called, and they changed the title of it. Now it's called Captain America, Brave
right.
New World.
I've seen it from you. Sure, I've seen that. Y'all put that. I said, wow.
So why is Hollywood that? All of a sudden now putting out movies revolving around the assassination of these presidents?
Right.
It's just a question.
Yeah. Just a question.
But somebody's trying to tell us something, and we need to stop paying attention to that shit.
Yeah, and I think we need to marinate a little bit more on thinking right now and lower the emotional reactions, because this is where they're getting us at. Because when you think about it, now you got JFK Jr., son, Robert Kennedy's son is now running in there with the mix. Now you got to wonder, they got to know that's oppositional in whatever form you want to call it. You could call it opposed opposition or also, you know, control with opposition, whichever one you want to choose. But doesn't it seem strange that they knew that it would take votes to even give it the election even more instability? What's your take? Maybe that's just what it's all about. Because that,
well,
I think
see, here's the thing. It's a lot, man. You said you dropped a whole lot of stuff in the beginning of your monologue. Look, as far as these, from the way I view it, as far as these elections, for example, who's pulling the string behind the scenes?
Mm-hmm.
You had mentioned that the trail derailment earlier in Ohio, the with the rail company.
Palace. Yeah. Palace.
Go look behind the scenes, and I guarantee you somehow Black Rot and State Street is involved in all this shit. Yeah. Who are the stock owners of the actual rail companies that caused that derailment, for one? And then going back to the whole political aspect as far as these elections and stuff, how come it wasn't been talked about just a couple of weeks ago, 2-3 weeks ago, that Brakeman Fry Rice, whatever his name is, his ass is locked up for 25 years. And
yeah,
you also, the big, right. And the reason why I brought that up, tying that with the elections, now back in Illinois, I think I had talked about this on the show before, that his Super PAC, Political Action Committee, funded the Democratic and Republican parties in Illinois. That's the reason why Jesse Jackson's son got the seat in there. He took over Bobby Rush's seat. How come nobody's talking about that? So
yeah.
I said that all to say, look who's behind these Super PACs.
Who's funding them? Yeah, who's funding them?
Right.
Follow that money trail, for sure. No doubt about that. Unfortunately, that's the most simplistic thing we can even ask a person to do, which is why I say free. You don't accept it because this is coming free from heart. How simple could it be if you follow the money trail? You know, most Black people are not giving in a super PAC mindset. You're not. Otherwise, we'd already be right. If we would say some satellite church, or whatever, I'm just giving it out for free. Satellite church said, "Hey, we gonna be your super PAC. Bring all y'all got to have an agenda." That's the big problem.
And also remember now, when Bakeman Frey got locked up, Stephen Curry, the Golden State Warriors, supposedly was the ambassador of that FTX company, and the Golden State Warriors, ironically placed in San Francisco, was involved at. How come he didn't get punished? Tom Brady was involved in that too. For some reason,
Shaq
didn't get talked about.
Shaq was as well. They kind of remember he was.
Shaq was in there. Right.
Shaq was trying to flee from us watching sports. They made a comedic comic out of the fact that he was avoiding the subpoena, because you know you could, if they don't give it to you in hand, it ain't initiated yet. And that was why they got him at one of these things. Now,
if you bring the guests on, because I want to ask them. If I can't ask them, you ask them for me. Now, remember I had mentioned about the credit, my credit score getting lowered last week by Sam's Club and Synchronicity Bank. When they sent me the letter, it also had on there part of the reason why they lowered my credit score, because I didn't have a listing or real estate on my credit report. So basically that was part of the reason why they lowered my credit report, because they said I don't own any property.
Right.
So ask your guest if he's familiar with that.
I'm familiar with that. Because what happens is, and he can ask, he can and put more meat on onto this. Yeah, if you're looking for property, y'all, they definitely want to know if you own, especially if you're able to have good credit and be able to have a certain amount of money that they see you have. That's a point against you if you don't. That's why it's important to tell everybody that you got to have something in your name, because what they're doing is looking. Now, is that a trick? And it might be a trick to say, why should I do it? Now, that's right. where the incorporation of yourself becomes part of the game, where we'll talk about that later.
Now, with that real estate piece, as far as disabled, I'm just talking about disabled veterans. Now, there's something else that needs to be addressed also. Maybe like I ain't going to get too deep into it. But now, depending on what state you live in, if you are a disabled veteran, and also depending on your percentage, you can get your property tax waived, but it depends on what how the law is set up for veterans in each state. Like in Illinois, you don't have to be 100% service-connected. It could be 70 on up, but from 70 below, you do get something. Now, here in Tennessee, if I'm not mistaken, you have to be 100%. To be 100%, some of you don't. But, you know, that needs to be put out there if you're a disabled veteran, if you're interested or thinking about buying some property, because that tax break or tax waiver can help you a little bit.
Yeah.
So.
Now we're gonna take that. I got all y'all in there. I got everybody. All the 10 regions are listening. I see the zip code. The show is hot. I got my brother on the line. He know he in the line. I'm about to bring him in. Now he ain't no stranger to this program. He's been on every time he had an event, which seems to be every year. I've been to two of them. This brother's trying to tell everybody how you can get that. Hold on, somebody make a noise. That you, brother Rob? I got you the cue. I got you the cue, brother Rob. Hold on. Stay with me. I got you. I found you. Stay there. Just so y'all know, I want y'all to listen clearly, because your area also has these same things going on. There is money out there, and they know it's out there, but they keep it hidden, just like President Kennedy said. He said, it's secret people. You wonder why sometimes you don't get no help, because some people are designed not to help you. And you do have to be looked at. That's why he's been doing this for such a long time. Now, I want y'all to get yourself ready. I'm going to play. Get your pens and pens out. He's going to give y'all all the information that's necessary for Dade County, Dade, the 305. Definitely, you need to be listening, because housing is out of the chain here. So we'll be right back. 2 minutes. Brother Rob, get yourself ready. You're coming in. Getting it together for you.
Everybody, everybody will.
just like the masquerade, y'all. We are back. We got my pens and paper. I hope y'all ready. Without any further ado, my brother, I know I got you in the queue now. Thank you for coming on, as always. I think this is more of, I think the event today is more important than it's ever been because you got the right name. Raising, rising, like my sister say, resurrecting to the meet the challenges of getting the home, man. So without further ado, my man, Brother Rob Collins Esquire, appreciate you, man, for joining us this morning.
Hello, can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. It's all on you now.
All right, all right. Thank you, as always, Dry Bones, for the opportunity to be here.
No doubt. Good to have you, man. But go ahead. You heard some of the dialogue, I'm sure, earlier. We just getting into, but the five senses, ain't nothing like having a house, having clean water, and be able to meet the challenge. You gotta put your clothes somewhere. You gotta have, shelter is an important part of the human dynamic. And it's so good to have you doing something. But give people a shout out to what's going on so they can get on board, and especially Dade County, those because a lot of people listening.
Thanks very much. So I guess first I will just tell people really quick, because I do want to address some of the stuff that was just being talked about, definitely. But before that, and if people have strong feelings and you're in Miami-Dade County, I definitely want to tell you this coming Friday, we're having an event. April is Fair Housing Month. In 1968, on April 4th, 1968, Martin Luther King was assassinated. 1 week later, April 11th, 1968, the Fair Housing Act was signed, and it was largely because Martin Luther King was assassinated, and there was so much civil unrest as a result of his having been assassinated. They signed the Fair Housing Act, so that was April 1968, 56 years ago. So they made April Fair Housing Month, and so we, as well as other organizations around the country, and by the way, sorry, I work at an organization called Hope Incorporated. We fight discrimination in housing in Miami-Dade and Broward counties, and organizations like ours across the country host events to celebrate and lift up fair housing. And we address the challenges, we address the solutions, and we call out the champions who are helping, the advocates who are helping get us all towards justice. So this coming Friday, April 19th, at the DoubleTree Biscayne Bay in Miami, Florida, it's downtown Miami, Florida. It's 1717 North Bayshore Drive in Miami.
Beautiful.
From nine to noon, we're going to have a free community workshop. We're going to have some guest speakers address housing justice, community reinvestment, and inequity in housing appraisals. And I'm more than happy to talk about any of those topics more right now if anybody wants to hear more about them. So that's from 9 to noon, a free workshop. And then from noon to 2, there'll be a luncheon. The luncheon is at a cost of $45 a person, but if somebody wants to attend, we may have some sponsored, donated seats. So please, if anybody's interested in the luncheon, who's like, oh, I'm not trying to pay that money, or I can't pay that money, I do want to come hear about fair housing issues, but I can't afford to pay that money. Again, the workshop is free to everybody from 9 to noon in the morning. And then the luncheon, if you also want to attend that, there may be some opportunities for you to take a donated seat. So you might still be able to come, but whether or not that works out for the luncheon, the workshop in the morning, 9 to noon, is definitely free. Again, it's this coming Friday, April 19th, at the DoubleTree Biscayne Bay in Miami, Florida. Please RSVP to us. We're at 305-651-4673. That's 305-651-4673. Your RSVP is appreciated, but we know that people are just going to show up because they're interested and maybe they didn't get a chance to RSVP. That's not the end of the world. You're certainly welcome to come this coming Friday,
right,
April 19th.
That's right.
Right. Hey, Biscayne Bay.
And I'm going to tell y'all, the breakfast, the donating, I was there. Food was a dynamic, beautiful location, absolutely downtown, pretty much in the middle of Miami, midtown type thing. Let me just say this, though. You brought some people last time, dynamic, and you bring somebody this time, which I was looking at her. her, her essay for this, what she has, her accomplishments here. 25 years of experience in broker associates with involvement with other involved in 2010 federal racial discrimination lawsuits surrounding the sales of 1.8 million homes in Chicago. Mrs. Cornelius, what's her name? Mrs. Cornelius?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Dilcia Cornelius. Yeah, I was about to say she's going to be our keynote speaker. She was involved, if y'all have ever heard of George Wilborn, he used to be on Hot 105. He's a comedian.
Right.
He and his wife faced racial discrimination 14 years ago in Chicago, and this our speaker was actually their real estate agent in that case of the house that they were trying to buy. Just like Drybone just said, the house that they were trying to buy was $1.8 million, almost a $2 million home. And just because of the color of their skin, they were rich, you know, millionaires, but trying to buy this home. Just because of the color of their skin, they got treated some kind of way. She tells the behind-the-scenes story of the actions of those racist sellers and of their real estate agent, the seller's real estate agent, who facilitated this discrimination. And sure enough, when the law, there was a lawsuit, and the sellers, the realtor, and the seller's realtor's company, they were all defendants. And that's how fair housing works. Anybody who's, you know, sometimes in some businesses, some professional environments, people try to say, oh, well, I was just told to do that. It's the seller who wanted to do that. It's not me. I'm just doing my job. That's their idea. Please, you know, don't come down on me. That's not how it works in fair housing. If in this case, the seller says, do this racist act, when the realtor helps that happen, the realtor is also guilty. And if the realtor is acting in their role as part of a realty company, the realty company is also guilty. So y'all need to know, like, if anybody tries to say, oh, you know, yeah, you can't live here, but that's just our condo rules. That's the rules of our homeowners association. That's
right.
Somebody else is responsible. No, anybody who is a part of that, even if an ad gets published in a newspaper and the ad says, we don't want certain kind of people here, we don't want kids here, we don't want blah, 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 the newspaper, they don't sell housing. They're a newspaper. They print the paper and tell the news. They are guilty of violating the Fair Housing Act, too, for publishing the ad. Just for publishing that ad, they have violated the Fair Housing Act. So just so you know, anybody who's involved in any situation that you face, everybody's liable. Everybody, all of those people can be held accountable. But, yeah, we're glad. The other thing I wanted to note is that this is our – just real quick, sorry. This event on Friday is our first in-person event in 5 years. We've been hosting them online for the last few years, but we are glad to be coming back in person in Miami for the first time since 2019. So I just wanted to throw that out there that this will be
right.
We'll be excited to come back.
Right now, remember, I came and one time I came, they had the band, but the brother was from a gentleman. He was showing the diversity of how the market here in Florida. Now we're in a diverse market here, and I want you to know the sister. Her name is Dilcia.
Dilcia. Yeah.
Yeah, she was on ABC, NBC, CBS, and other outlets doing this. And it was a big case. I mean, again, Chicago, of all places, look what's going on now with the market up there as well. But just to show the dynamics, and then I want y'all to notice, those of you out there in South Florida listening, if you can't attend, you still can give a donation because it has a payable to Hope Incorporated, $45 per person because the table is $445. I'm going to tell y'all, because this is networking one-on-one. We got to start realizing the knowledge for $45, so people get it. That's a hell of a number, $45. And this Kane Boulevard, we'll get into that later, 1717 for all y'all who are listening. It's amazing to me that we don't take advantage of these situations that come, because you're right, you have been out, because remember, you were doing COVID, you're Zooming, y'all still was affiliated. Now that you're coming out of the COVID era, what are you seeing now that's so dynamic from when pre-COVID to now in the housing market? Give me your analysis on pre-COVID post-COVID.
I appreciated what you just said. You're totally right about these events. I got to tell you, I'm going to be honest. As the person who's organizing this event, or one of the people who's organizing the event, It was way easier to organize it when it was just on Zoom. That was, you know, we didn't have to rent a space. We didn't have to feed anybody, you know. But so you just said, yeah, so it was way easier, I got to admit. But what you just said is what it's all about. Like those side conversations and the people who are in attendance getting knowledge from each other and getting each other's contact info and following up with each other isn't the same as on Zoom. You can't, I mean, you can do that on Zoom, but it's infinitely harder. Like when you're standing next to somebody and you see they've got a little name tag on it, says, oh, I work for this company, whatever, or I work for, I represent this city, whatever. You can try to send them a direct message on Zoom, but you know, they might not see it. They might just not have a time, whatever. It's a lot different to be able to interface face to face with not just the speakers that we're having, and we appreciate all of them, but with the other people in attendance, just like you said, like that is its own, that is its own event. Just coming and being around other people who give a shit about this kind of stuff, that is its own event. So I'm really glad you said that. You're right about that. But to answer your question that you just asked, like in COVID times, we've seen that people are, because the market went crazy in 2020 and stuff became so overpriced, people just really got the, and I'm going to be real, because of who was in the White House right before, you know, when actually, I guess when COVID became a crisis, the person in the White House at the time, between the skyrocketing market and the responsible leadership, I'll put it that way, between those two things, both in the White House and I should say in the Florida governor's mansion also, that guy's not a hero either. Between those two things, you had way more, like there's always been racism, there's always been discrimination, there's always been people trying to cheat each other. But at that time, that perfect storm in 2020, you just had so many more sellers, owners, business people, the people with their finger on the button, the people with the money, the people with the power, they were just infinitely more blatant about taking advantage of other people. And actually, I should say,
local? Would that be local? Would that be, does that make sense what you're saying? But I'm saying, so, okay, when we look at the White House and compare it, like, say, even with DeSantis, because I don't mind saying their name because that's what I do here. So, under Trump, okay, when COVID came, prior to that, the housing market supposedly was okay. Now, COVID, and I mentioned this earlier about how when you control the five senses, COVID was the first time in when it came to anybody that they were going to shut down people, because some states were more severe than others. We were, in my opinion, we were more luckier to have a more freer objective view on how we should live than other places. Other places took almost a dictatorial stance of you must do this or else. So if a group of people trying to buy a house, I can see why discrimination would come, because of the fact that we're in a pandemic. We don't know who these people are now. Are they COVID people? So it created a fear mongering amongst the people, because, of course, they were. Now, here in South Florida, let's be honest, the Hispanic community, which I want to get to the point here. So it, the person who's over the fair housing, it says justice, housing justice in Miami, her name is Camelia Mejia. Is I'm saying that right? She's the director.
So his name is Camilo Mejia. That's right.
Mejia.
And he's going to talk about, that's right, he's going to address that. That's right. That's right.
Right. Now, he's going to address, now the policy, now, here in South Florida, let's be honest with the demographics is so crazy, because the mayor, Carver, is a Democrat, but many of the Hispanic community is Republican, and mainly the black community is democratically induced. So basically, now how do you explain this housing market? Because the housing market seems that Hispanics are able to buy the most expensive houses, which is strange. And we got a Democratic mayor who seems to watch it happen. How come she ain't hold a meeting on how blacks can get, let's say, COVID money or COVID subsidy that went to other groups? How come she did? Because, you know, I look at Democrats. Politics is a part of real estate. That's a fact. I'm glad you are. So we got to look at both parties now, because if we're going to say that Trump did this, then how come people from other countries are able to buy a house faster than an indigenous black American. Somebody who's from America, got the same credit score, how come they're able to do this in a democratic mayoral area? I mean, because I live here. Anybody in South Florida tell you, the housing market, black communities, Richmond Heights, Gould, are no longer black communities. So explain, give us your dynamics to how that could happen.
That's a great question. And that makes a lot of sense that you would ask that. But the truth is, a lot of this money there's so many moving parts here. A lot of the money that the county has, so we're talking about Miami-Dade County, a lot of the money that the county has to enact whatever it's going to enact comes from the federal government, and it comes from the government with its strings attached. And the same thing is true at the state level. And we saw that at the beginning of COVID. We saw that this is something else, but just to make the point clear, we saw that schools that were trying to do whatever they wanted to do about kids wearing masks or whatever like that, DeSantis said, you're not going to get your state funding. Your local public school system is not going to get the state funding if you don't toe the line, if you don't do what we tell you. So even though local leaders may...
That was like, saying you could live free, because I didn't want to wear a mask, personally. I'm going to be honest with you.
Exactly.
I think I feel... I'm going to let you answer that. But those of you in South Florida, now that we realize that the mask didn't even help COVID, we should be more like, well, was he right or wrong? Because if he was right, and we just thought he was wrong through media, because obviously there's no proof, no more documentary facts that the mask even helped us at all, because most people now are still dying from whatever they are dying of. So it's like let me add this to the housing market, because now that we got people who have it's really a housing glut, because who's going to buy these empty houses in South Florida? I mean, some of these apartments are still, I mean, totally empty. The question I'm asking the brother is, how could they have all this empty real estate, and then when we go to get a loan, we're told no, and then we get somebody from another country is able to implement into these places? That's kind of like where I think the housing market should be able to answer that type of stuff. Who's that? Me?
Yeah, you? I mean, that's
you.
That makes you talking to me?
Oh, somebody making a lot of noise. That's your face? Okay. Oh, you got kids. You got kids, man. I forgot about that. You like me.
That's all right. But the point is, so you're right. You're right about whether or not we've got local leaders who have these decisions that they want to make. My point is just that these leaders at the federal and state level, they've got the purse strings. They've got the money. The funding that county gets from its own tax base, that's one thing. But they're also getting those federal dollars. A lot of that federal money is being trickled down, and it comes with strings attached. And so that's why it makes a difference who the president is or who the governor is.
Right, now Trump is gone. Let's just say Trump is the worst piece of shit on the planet Earth. Let's go with Biden. Where's the change at then? Because if Biden should have not been able to fix it, because he's able to take away what he claims that Trump was such a disgrace, how come Biden, the administration now that y'all mostly the housing market is going to be affected by, what do you see now? Because if the immigrants are coming in groves, super groves, they're going into black neighborhoods. So black people can't even compete with this going on if the government is now under Biden funding illegal immigration of housing. So how does that work? I mean, because you got to find so I want that sister. I'm coming to that. That sister going to have to ask some questions, because I think that's unbelievable. That's a case for me, for sure. I would hope she would take. That if somebody could come in, and this is South Florida, I can't deal with no other area. I'm going to deal, this brother is in the 305. This brother from in the heart. He in the heart of what's going on. Yeah, 305, the most dynamic real estate market in America. And so I commend you for how much headaches y'all get, because I know it's tough working with people. So, yeah, I commend you on this. But you're going to have to ask that question, because, again, I know that the housing market, I work off of one of the richest areas, Coral Gables, in South Florida. Coral Gables, everybody. Go look up Coral Gables, real estate market. And I'm seeing people from other countries able to get, now are the credit scores being rigged, you think? Because how does that work? Because maybe the three Equifax companies, you think that we should have a lawsuit against them? Because think about it. How come my credit is 7-something in one of them and then 690 in another? That got to be answered. How does that work? Give us your view on that.
Yeah, that you make a good point. I mean, when it comes to the local implementation of these laws, just to address earlier, when you were asking, I was answering your earlier question about what affected did COVID and the onset of that, since we're going back to in-person events for the first time, what effect did that perfect storm have? That's why I was bringing up Trump then, is because that's who was in office
when
COVID
exactly.
started. The groundwork that was laid when COVID started, that's what was happening at that time. But you're right. Since then, the people who have now come into power, they have to address all of these things, and they have to have the biggest shortcoming, and this is always true. The biggest shortcoming is enforcement. Is that these laws get passed, like even the Fair Housing Act that I'm talking about. The Fair Housing Act gets passed 56 years ago, but we're still having to have these conversations today because of enforcement. Local enforcement of these federal laws is lacking, and there are so many reasons for that. One is that people at the local level may just simply not agree with it, and that's what we see a lot of, is that the people whose fingers are on the button to control these circumstances and make things happen locally, they either don't care or they actually are in disagreement. And so they even though they know and they're taking federal money, using Miami-Dade County as the example that we're talking about, they may know, well, Section 8 program. Section 8, that's a federal law. It's Section 8 of the Rehabilitation Act of 1934. Like, it's a federal, that's federal. But the local implementation is being done by people who are like, I want to give a break to Hispanic people. I want to, and whatever, whatever. And so we see that the unfairness keeps happening because the people who are put in place to enforce it, they actually are, they are racist. I mean, they're racist locally, and they're giving a leg up to people who just because of the color of their skin, or denying people because of the color of their skin. So that's one problem. Is the people...
I'm going to say that's for sure going on now. Now, remember, you've been doing this for so long, so you're like an expert to us on this program. With the present-day situation and with the market, like, for instance, houses in Colonial was at 90,000 back in the day. They're, like, near $500,000 now for Colonial, parts of Richmond Heights. Again, we're going to have funding agencies. Who do you see now with the new transition of money and how the banks, what do you think about the banks? Like, who do you think the most equitable, since everybody's into diversity, equity, and inclusion, who do you think the most diverse bank that will help the minority black indigenous Americans?
You know, it's funny that you asked that, because I think it's funny because I actually was just asking someone to whom I turn about affordable housing issues. She's a professor at the University of Miami, and she works in the private market too. And she was saying that actually,
Donald Jones. Okay, go ahead. I thought you were going to say
it's not Donald Jones, but it's somebody else. But she was saying that the government has actually started to do things the right way because of the oversight. And frankly, back in 2008, when the stock market crashed, whatever, and Obama put in more regulation about who was giving loans, because black people were being targeted with loans for homes that they couldn't afford, and so everybody went through foreclosure, and the federal government, Barack Obama was like, and his staff, whatever, they were like, okay, we're gonna have to regulate that. We know that the foundation of this crisis that everyone went through in 2008. Was racism, with people, certain people being targeted and certain people being the victims of these loans. So whatever. So mm-hmm. Fast forward to now,
governments are being more closely watched, and actually the biggest culprits, according to this expert to whom I defer, she was saying the biggest culprits are actually the banks. The banks now in the private market and CRA, Community Reinvestment, this Community Reinvestment Act, which is another topic that we're going to talk about on Friday, it's actually the banks who are kind of being, ironically, lawless, and they are still doing – they're still funding developers who are paying – who are developing these communities, developing this housing that is not affordable for any reasonable person, and they're just there to make money from foreign people. When I say foreign, I'm saying with air quotes. You can't see me because I'm talking on the phone. But foreign people, some of which are just out of state, many of which, especially here in South Florida, are in fact out of the United States. They are bankrolling this stuff, and they want to use it as investment properties. But then, and even and that invades that invades both the rental market, but also the ownership market. And they're, it's just investments for them. They never intend to live in it. It's just a commodity. It's a way for them to make money.
Now, that's coming from
and,
a group. Now, I did a research from your past program. The guy who was on there about the real estate market, I can't think of – he was a younger guy. But remember that time I came and he had a young guy? I can't think of his name right now, but he was good, very good. He stated – I went and looked it up. Now, I just want y'all to know how factual this brother is, because he brought this cat on. If you don't look up what people say, that's your fault. But the guy mentioned how the real estate market, they got empty. You know the Chinese call feng shui. It's called feng shui. They don't – they'll buy a house and don't let nobody – because they want the spirit out of the house. They got to believe that the house should remain – I'm not making this up. Look at feng shui. And that's the number one – these are the number one people buying houses. That's why they're empty. I said, why are these houses empty? Luckily, I remember your – I looked it up when you brought that gentleman on. Now, question. Obama, when it came to the housing crisis, he let Bernanke – you know, they would not testify where the money went. Remember, he bailed out the banks. Obama bailed out the banks. Now, that right there told me, as a black person, who I watched many of my relatives practically break down into hysteria when Obama got to be president, but when he bailed out the banks, I said, man, the banks being bailed out is the same thing against the Federal Reserve Constitution means that we're bailing out banks over bailing out people. So we're bailing out the banks. Okay, so we bail out the banks. Bernanke gets on, y'all into politics like I am. He goes to Congress and lies and said, we're not answering one. He was in the fifth where the money went. Now, the question is, you think the, like, black folks are, we're getting to a little off-topic, but topic. Isn't it strange that black people say they want reparations, but a reparation would be just giving a house? Simple reparations, like, you fund me a house like they used to do with that. What's that house that used to build down here in South Florida where everybody, if you work, Home Depot used to help them? It's what's the Habitat house?
Habitat for Humanity,
Now, that's almost gone. Where is that at now? I don't even hear that no more like we used to hear it back in the day. Is that defunded?
You know, that is great. I was actually talking to my wife about that the other day, like how we used to see properties and they would finish the house and they put a sign out in front. It's been years since I've seen that. And they have Habitat all over South Florida. There's one in Broward, Miami-Dade. There's one in the Keys.
Right.
Yeah, that's a great question.
I used to work for Home Depot years ago, and we used to donate the Habitat for Humanity. People would take the time off. You get paid either way. And I noticed, I said, something ain't right. I mean, there's no Habitat. So who's buying these houses? So I looked it up again. I know I do things off the cuff. And I said, man, when I seen some of these Chinese firms, y'all. Now, the question is, Dade County, you know this better than I do, is Miami Beach is a whole different animal. So let's not even go to Miami Beach. Everybody thinks Miami Beach. Miami Beach is not Miami, y'all. That's a whole other animal. Now, let's deal with Dade County. Now, Overtown. Let's go to Overtown, the black era, the black areas of the original so-called 305. Overtown, it's called Little Haiti now, Northeast Miami, Northwest Miami, Southeast Miami. I'm seeing a total dynamic change that's unbelievable. How's that work? And I'd love to ask that sister, Ms. Cornelius, is that the federal law of gerrymandering?
Gerrymandering.
Yeah, gerrymandering, thank you. where you change the demographics of the community with the demographics of who the community is now. I mean, like, because blacks have no power, in my opinion. I said my opinion in Dade County. It's an illusion. We have no power, in my opinion. I mean, you don't have to answer that one, but I just think in myself.
No, you're right. Sadly, if you look at some of these maps, like a congressional map, even just a city commissioner map, a county commission map, the shapes that these people's the shapes of these people's districts are like S-shaped and all kind of crazy shapes, so that they can have individual like streets and blocks in their district and not in somebody else's. And unfortunately, sometimes it's partnership. Like you'll hear in the news, like a certain party, like usually it's Democrats, want to like not have this map implemented because this black neighborhood is not being given a fair shake, whatever. But so sometimes it's one side is saying, oh, it's an unfair map that the other side drew. But a lot of times it is a total partnership, and both people on both sides, whichever conservative, whatever, you know, conservative,
liberal, they are
working together.
Hey, money. It's all about money. Now let's go.
It's
with
all
that,
about money. And they are working together to make these shapes. And just like Brother Drybone just said, like it's at the end of the day, they are, the word is divesting. They are taking power away from certain groups because it helps them stay in the city commission. It helps them stay in the county commission. It helps them stay in the state legislature in fact, in D.C. So you're right. That happens all the time.
Hold on. We got time constraints. You can stay with us. I got a bunch of y'all want to call. The line lit. I'm at 40. And you on Blog Talk. It's the part. Let me let y'all in. It's unbelievable. Now, they got five on it. They got five on your food, water, clothing, sleep, and shelter. That's a house. That's why Luther said house is not a home. Y'all chew in it, baby. And then you got the five basic clean air. I want clean air. I want water. I want nutrients. I want shelter. I want sleep. And the second one, when you're in survival mode, the people who are attacking you would attack your food, water, shelter, sexual fulfillment, love, and belonging. This is the Dry Bones. We'll be right back in 2 minutes. 2 minutes, y'all. Questions and answers. This brother is on fire. That's why I love this brother. This is Brother Rob Esquire.
Is there a time? What about about all the dreams that you set in your mind? Did you ever stop to notice all the children dead from war? Did you ever stop to notice the crying earth as we make sure?
Back, baby. They got five on it. What have we done, y'all? We about to bring back. I got my brother, Rob Esquire. I got some questions out there. Are the 5-10 reasons? Make your questions quick. Make your questions concise. And we keep it moving. We get to the top of the hour. We're going to the next level, y'all. It's about time. Let me go to my sister there, 9927. 9927. New York. Maine people flocking from New York to Florida. It's New York State. Go ahead. You on the mic. Nine nine two seven. Okay, just mute yourself. Stay mute. I got you. All right. Let me go to 01 01 940. 01 00. 01 20. Go ahead.
I'm just telling you.
Oh, we got a lot of y'all listening. Let me go to some more. Y'all out there listening. Let me go to some more of y'all out there. Let me go to 1-877. 1-877. Come on, somebody. Y'all listening. Y'all all over the areas. Go ahead.
Okay, I am online. Greetings.
All right, we got somebody. Finally. Brother D, you still in there? I got you in there. Go ahead. Go ahead, sister.
Okay. Brother Rob, how you doing?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
That's A-Town. A-Town in the house.
All right.
Yeah, 18.
Go ahead.
What I was I know that you mainly deal with racism within the housing community, and in our country right now, we're in a very bad place with the housing because of the fact that a lot of Black people are being affected by the current environment, meaning that the rates are very high, and the opportunities to buy in houses are not available as they were in the Trump era. When Trump was the president, more Black ownership was available. Is your person going to address? Because like Drybone said, politics does play a part in housing market.
So, right. So you're saying, hold on, because I want y'all to get into the debate about. I want you to understand that we're not trying to. We're saying that the housing market is where it's at now. I tell people that. I want y'all don't worry about Trump. Right now. It's at a point
I got you.
I want you to make it clear, so I'm going to help you out here because I want y'all to key on the area and use what we're doing. You're right. But I'm saying to you is, okay, now that we know that we're in this era now with the Biden era, and the interest rate, I'm key on that right there, the interest rate. What's your thoughts on the interest rate, man? How they going to stop? Because she's making a valid point, and then I'll let you reiterate another question off of that one because I want y'all to get to that. Both of them at this point, Trump ain't the president. So let's keep – I'm dealing with the president. How the president going to get us to get these houses when I'm seeing the interest rate? How you answer that, my brother, somehow?
Yeah, you know, actually, sadly, there's just been a steady decline since the 80s. No matter in and out of different presidents of all political stripes, there's been a steady decline of black home ownership, and actually the all of the other results are as bad or worse as they were before the Fair Housing Act was even passed. So segregation and the lack of access to schools and good hospitals and safe neighborhoods and neighborhoods away from pollution and neighborhoods in, quote, desirable areas, you know, like here in Miami-Dade might be waterfront property. All of those things, all of the other metrics of, like, good neighborhoods and opportunity, really, at the end of the day, the metrics of opportunity for black people has actually just been on a steady decline, period, regardless of, in, just like you just said, regardless of who's in the White House, actually. It's just, it's over time.
Let's go with that dynamics because while y'all both keep y'all both the dialogue. Now you seeing more of Dade County blacks moving into Georgia because we see Georgia as a better market than even the market we in. So give us your view on how what you seeing because you seeing a lot of influx into that region.
Yeah, actually, it's one of I was going to ask her.
Because she do. What you think about that? Because a lot of blacks are moving into Georgia. Now, you could answer right off of that, brother.
Sure.
What's your thoughts on that? Because you see a whole different dynamic coming to y'all because of the way y'all market is more favorable than Florida's.
Definitely. The housing, the cost of the housing are a lot lower compared to Miami, and of course they get bigger houses. So definitely people are coming here, but it is slowing down because of the fact that the rates are keep going up, and even in here in Georgia, the cost of the housing are going up, and especially in the black communities. And I've been in the industry for a long time, and the is depleting for its black ownership.
Yeah. So y'all, both of y'all on the same page. That's why I got two of y'all on the same page, and this is different, a whole different area. That's why I said we're gonna do off the cuff networking. I'll give you his networking, because again, this is what's happening. If Dade County blacks, I'm talking about, I got proof. Dade County black workers cannot make it here. If I get my sister. Hope I'm going to meet her, to look at some of these cases where the blacks are exiting Dade County to Georgia because they don't see the housing market favorable to them. Now, it's not me. I bet if we do an analysis, I'm a good Chappie. I'm going to go on Chappie because my kids are stupid. I'm going to go on Chappie real soon and do a Chappie analysis because y'all into AI so much now because AI gonna be the I'm gonna tell y'all something about this and say it with me brother I've got some more calls we can't play with humanity because once you dish your own five senses once the spirit world see you that you kill your own five senses off they're gonna use another alternative to survive it's gonna be AI gonna regulate housing if you don't wake up now let me go with some more callers. I got 6661. I got my man. Brother Rob, no, you are a lawyer too. I hope y'all know we bring in a brother. Much love to you, man, because you know how it is. The Bible says, woe unto the lawyer. So for you to come on the Dry Bones, you're a blessing. 6661. Yeah, 6661. Hold on. Got some more calls. Y'all got some more calls out there. Listening out there.
Hey,
go ahead, bro.
Great doing,
go ahead, brother.
Yes. Great doing.
Dade County.
This is a question. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear.
Can you
bro.
Hear me?
Go ahead. Yes.
Okay. This is a question for Brother Rob. Being that we're full of capacity, and the Latino birth rates are 6 to 1 compared to African Americans, does that play a part in them being more favorable for housing access, you know, because United States is based off of income. It's a debt-driven society, and Latinos by their birth race, they're going to be apt to create more new debt. You know, they're coming from countries where they were making what 5 cents to barely a dollar a day. Does that play a part in them being more accessible to housing
compared to
African Americans?
Wow, that's a
you know that's actually pretty similar to some other ways that people look at it. It's like, what about what about this, I'll say a correlated thing, like birth rates or how much they were making, where they came from. There is definitely correlation. Like, you see what happens as a result of the trends, but just to break it down for real, the real thing that is, for lack of a better way of putting it, making them favorable in some people's eyes, has Hispanic people versus Black people. It's just racism. It's racism at the end of the day, regardless of whose birth rate is whose or how much money someone is making where they used to live. A lot of times it really just comes down to people deciding, they're Hispanic. Whatever comes along with that, fine. Let it be what it is. Because if you look at, if you look at how U.S. policy has treated the Dominican Republic versus Haiti, these are two countries that share an island. Like, it's very similar places, but the policies towards them are so different. And then you can point at, they speak French in Haiti and in Creole now, and they speak Spanish in the DR. So, like, you know, what about this? And there's other places in Latin America and South America that also speak Spanish. Yeah, there are all these other things, these other correlations and other things that seem to be, you know, this is also part of it, yes. But at the end of the day, it's the color of their skin. That's really the foundation.
Hold on. Because both of y'all, Go ahead.
Okay, remember a long time ago before my friend's demise, and she was passing by a seminar. Remember when I called you up? I said Bank of America and a whole group of banks, they had a seminar, and she understood Spanish. And they had a seminar where they were teaching the Latino people how to access the loans and what to do, and they were step by step guiding them. And I called you a person. I said, "Man, my girl,
yes,
she just
did.
You know,
yeah.
They were teaching them how to navigate Bank of America."
Hold on, now let's stop. Time out. I said to myself, I put facts on here so y'all won't be debating too hard. I told you, if President Kennedy said the secret societies was already operating, then that's a no-brainer right now. So I'm glad you said that, because that makes more sense. Because he called me one day. He sure did. And said, because they don't think Black people know Spanish. Now, all you Black people listening out there, listening to me, that you can certify, I don't care what your nationality is, your national tribe, but y'all can speak, some of y'all speak dual languages. That's a blessing to you in Babylon. But I will say this. Y'all have been helpful in telling us, because some of us ain't got the time to be trying to learn the whole Spanish dialect, even though Spanish people are great people and good people because they do speak English. I just want y'all to realize the banks, y'all said it earlier, and I want all of us to gravitate with what y'all said earlier. This is a banking. The reason why Obama could not help you, Black people, because the banks paid more for his candidacy than you did. You don't pay for candidacies when it comes to, like, if I go to your area and say, come on, y'all, let's put together a fund to get a good lawyer. First of all, I'm going to get opposition for the people who are already in power that you already scared of. See, let's be real, though. Every area got their own thunes, gugs, whatever you want to call them. And y'all will bow down to them until the prophecy of good people. That's why I love this brother. Look at his hope. Keep hope alive. Hope is because Jesse, you know, hope is a deep word. Because I just told you, your five senses, I'm going to stay on this for a minute. Your five senses can only be done properly in a home, in a housing, shelter, where you can provide the water. You can provide the food. You can provide the clean. Now, the clean air, see, this is where the clean air gets you. I told you, clean air went to another level. Clean air is a global issue because national continental issue. Because you can't stop the airflow unless y'all want to get sci-fi now. We at a certain time frame now, though. Y'all ready? We at 12 o'clock. We about to go. It's about to happen, y'all. We're about to transform into the reality of what you're going through. Housing is your five senses. I want all y'all who can stand up. If you can't, don't do it. Put your hands and body out in a stand. Your name is by definition arm, leg, leg, arm, head. Arm, leg, that's Allah. So y'all talking to God spiritual now. We're going spiritual now. Because the house is defiled. If you can't get a house at an interest rate, now all y'all Christians going to church today, in your Bible say usury. Interest is called usury in the Bible. Usury is unfair interest. I just went to go get a car. I got hit, almost killed. The dead person fled in South Florida, and I got to pay 9%. To a bank that's going to cost $8,000. I did it on purpose because I'm returning that shit. I did it on purpose to see what they was going to. And I'm going to tell you, you're going to pay $8,000 for a $25,000 car? Hell no. Same thing with housing. Now, housing is even more so because I got to have my car travel. I just told you, they got all, I'm going to say they got five on it, not you. You speaking on drugs. You ain't speaking on
the Church of God in Christ, the headquarters right here in Memphis, owns a lot of real estate, by the way.
Real estate. That's the only promise in the Bible is real estate. Somebody who know the Bible, please tell me I'm lying. Real estate, the only thing God promised in that Bible. He ain't promised you no goddamn heaven. Find what God promised you heaven at. All y'all, and I'm giving this to you for free because you got to pay all these other pips. Now, real estate, I got my brother here. Real estate is... You can give birth to the land. You can, if y'all nasty people, well, your land will be nasty. That's how it works. You know how people get a nice house and fuck it up? Fuck the house up. And then want to blame everybody else why you can't sell it. Sister, y'all thought, I think you've been through that. And brother, I know you've seen people who try to get a house that's black, and then when you give it to them, they jack the house up. Now, we ain't going to look at your character like Martin Luther King said. See, Martin Luther King said he got beyond color. See, when they killed him when he was all black, he was okay. When he said, I'm sick of all this color shit, they killed him. Go look it up. So when he said that color was a continent, he said, and he started blaming himself for telling you that everything was going to be all right. And I got the tapes. I could play it, but I'm not. But brother, I got you on the line. I don't know how much time you got. I hope you can stay with us. I'm going to take some more calls. Give us your thoughts on now from the 60s when you got that housing bill to now. What's your thoughts on that transformation of that bill to from past, present, to future?
You sound about right.
Yeah.
Okay. No, okay. I didn't know if you were about to take a break. Okay, cool, yeah. It's funny, actually. And this is something I say in my presentations all the time, we look at Martin Luther King, for example, and the idea of discrimination, and everybody, even like Marco Rubio and people like, everyone's so on board. Yes, we love what he stood for, and we love. And but it's crazy. You look at some of this like documentary footage of what the world was really like when the Fair Housing Act was passed, and how sitting senators, how they talked about him right after he was assassinated, and the disrespect they had for this guy. Pretty crazy, like, that people were just, like, right now, it's such a good thing to say that you believe in MLK and all that, but that is just not how the reality, people were
right.
Running on campaigns
right.
Of
right.
This, of, like, people were like, he's scary, and, you know, we need to J. Edgar Hoover and all that, we need,
it's
yeah, he was such
daylight.
A threat, yep.
Now,
and so when you say that when his message started to switch up and he was going to actually be bringing more people together because he recognized the division, you're right. Like that was too much. That
too
was
much.
Too much. This guy.
Too much.
Yeah. So this. Yeah. Yeah. This, he was all. I mean, he was already talking about unity and stuff like that. And people kind of as long as he kind of even him stayed in his place, people were. He was allowed to be alive, frankly, by the powers that be.
Now to live good. Now, this is why I take. Now, let's go with that premise. Now, all y'all listen to that. We about to transform into this whole new level and see how much y'all can handle this dry boat. See, that's what's going on today. Now, see, the thing with Puffy and all them and King, now I got proof. Y'all heard on these shows. The facts matter. I don't care your belief system. I don't care what you believe. facts will still permeate you, even if you did say, I'm lying. You would have a moment where you say, I know it's something wrong, because you go back to, that's fine. But I'm going to say this. David said that J. Edgar Hoover, let's get real, y'all. J. Edgar Hoover is following King his sexcapades. Okay. He got extraterrestrial sex going on, extraterrestrial sex. I said extraterrestrial, but extraterrestrial. I'll get to extraterrestrial later. Yeah, extraterrestrial. Okay. Now, here's J. Edgar Hoover, a full-blown homosexual wearing cross-dressing outfits. He in the highest level of masonry, y'all. Go look it up. Go look it up. He's a Shriner, y'all. And I'm looking at this because I look deep into stuff. I just don't look past the history. I go to the cult world for history. I don't listen to the. Now, I look at this. Don't you find that strange that today people can see this? They got the pictures of him gay. They got the pictures of him in dressing. You follow the man because, okay, he's a freaky man. Okay. But you got no judgment, bro, on me when you're doing all kind of acts yourself. So I'm saying, look what the FBI is. It's a puffy organization. And Puffy ain't make this up. He was trained. Now that's who he trained by. Let's go with the reality of this, y'all. Now, I go look up stuff because we are investigative individuals. And I said to myself, the housing market and everything about it is through clandestine operations. Because I read a long time ago in New York State, they had a place called Somethingville. There was the whole concept of not renting to only whites and no blacks to get into part of New York, not the New York City part, because New York City, so I'm going to tell you about New York State so you understand something. See, it's a big state, nice state, beautiful state, but you got people on New York State think they the enlightened, but they move from New York because they can't stand it and into Rochester, first White Plains, and they go on to Auburn, they go to Jamaica, and they go all these places, Syracuse, Albany, in Rochester, and they end up in Buffalo where they end up getting their degrees in Buffalo. And here's how it works. All of them believe Buffalo and Canada. I'm gonna talk about New Yorkers so you know what you're dealing with when they come here. They got this epiphany that New York State, until they get to Attica, and Attica is a prison where Buffalo and all the, they get their ass whooped, but we didn't know they was this gay. Now the whole New York State now, all the rappers, from you putting all your business on YouTube. Now, let's go with housing. I'm going to tell you why I say this. Because your kids are watching your phones. You're letting your kids watch filth. You got to control the information, even in your kids, because too much information to a kid will hurt you later on. And you don't teach the kids how to get real estate. Do they, Brother Esquire, you think the parents teach their kids how to get real estate at a young age?
You know, I just want to say I'm at the end of my time. I apologize.
Oh,
I definitely
no,
want to.
Man, you
gotta
go.
I'm gonna answer your question though. But I'm gonna answer your question though because you threw it out there. Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, people. There's any number of reasons why people sometimes don't pass on this knowledge. Maybe one, they don't have it themselves. Number two,
right.
They just don't know how to break it down. Yeah, that's number
one,
really. But they don't know how to break it down to kids. They think, well, My 8-year-old, 9-year-old isn't going to be dealing with a bank account, so you know I'll let somebody. Or they feel like they, or the parents don't feel like they are. I'm not an economist. What am I going to tell this kid about?
Right.
And it's funny because even just the little bit that they know as an adult, whatever they know, it's really. And for everybody listening and whatever, I mean, I got kids like but the most valuable. If you know whatever you do know. Share that, because who knows if you're waiting for if you're
your
waiting
child
for
might
your
be, right. Your child might be the one that's perceptive enough. Because remember, each one of us got our own offsprings for our own energies of women, and you don't never know what your child could become just because you haven't become it. You don't know what your offspring could become. Hey man, hey, let's say it again. Give them all the rundown. Give them a rundown one more time before you leave. April 19th.
Thank you all so much. Yes. Thank you, Dry Bones, for the opportunity. The only other thing I wanted to say real quick on that topic was just if you're waiting to share this knowledge with your kids, you know, tomorrow is not guaranteed. So who knows that the day that you're waiting for to pass on the information that you have, what if that day doesn't even come? Now you just kind of sat on it waiting for something that didn't. So,
tell them now.
You know, definitely share that information. Yeah. But our event is this coming Friday, April 19th, at Doubletree, Biscayne Bay. If that's all you remember, that's good enough. Just remember, it's this coming Friday at the Doubletree Biscayne Bay. If you don't get a chance to RSVP, whatever, just show up for the morning workshop. Even though the luncheon that starts at noon is at a cost. The morning workshop is free, and if you haven't signed up, it doesn't matter. Just come this coming Friday, April 19th, Doubletree Biscayne Bay. The address is 1717 North Bayshore Avenue, and the morning workshop is from 9 to noon. And whoever comes, we promise that you'll walk away with some kind of connection, some kind of information, or at least, even if you don't get new knowledge, you'll just have confirmation of what you know already.
Confirmation. Thank you, brother.
Go with that.
Hey, I'll see you. We're going to confirmate, and I look forward to seeing you, man. Appreciate you, man, always. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, as always, Dry Bones. Everybody, take care.
Thank you, brother. Enjoy your family, man. Appreciate
you.
Thank you.
All right.
We're about to go to the next phase. Thank you, man. We're about to go to the next phase. I told y'all, but we ain't playing with y'all today.
Hey, Dry Bones, real quick. I don't know if you got a chance to look at the pictures I sent y'all last week, the day of the anniversary of Martin Luther King's assassination. Those pictures I sent y'all was from a meditation park that they built down here, like a memorial sponsored by Nike.
Oh, sponsored by Saturn, because Nike symbol, for those of you in the occult world, the facts is Saturn. We'll be right back. 2 minutes. Get ready. Get whatever you got to do. Can we come back? There's no whole bar. We told you World War III was already happening, and y'all playing like it's y'all in the Twilight Zone. Good versus evil. The whole thing is that the whole playbook is good versus yin yang, good versus evil. There's nothing new under the Helios. Are y'all ready? Yes, we are. Now, let me just say this. You've been warned. You've been warned. I don't see how this could even go on with y'all watching people like Roland Martin and stuff like that. People lie about a policy. A policy is something that is given to you and it's supposed to affect generations. Your policies, primarily insurance policies, have they ever come through? These policies are made up. It's not to help you or us at all. Now you can't keep playing this game. All wars. I'm gonna play only our grandparents' messages before I bring you into the real messages. Number. This is your grandparents, or maybe your great grandparents when this came out. Now, how could they put this on TV? All your so-called civil rights leaders had to hear this. This is on CBS, NBC, and ABC at the time. Ain't no but 3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3 networks at the time. Ain't no but 3-3-3-3 networks.
I appeared before the Congressional Committee, the highest representation of the American people, under subpoena to tell what I knew of activities, which I believe might lead to an attempt to set up a fascist dictatorship. The plan as outlined to me was to form an organization of veterans, to use as a bluff or as a club at least, to intimidate the government and break down our democratic institutions. The upshot of the whole thing was that I was supposed to lead an organization of 500,000 men, which would be able to take over the functions of government. My main interest in all this is to preserve our democratic institutions. I want to retain the right to vote, the right to speak freely, and the right to write. If we maintain these basic principles, our democracy is safe. No dictatorship can exist with suffrage, freedom of speech, and press.
Smedley Butler tricked the plotters into thinking he was interested for just long enough until he was sure who all the major players were, and then he told the president. This put FDR in a quite impossible position. America at that time was just coming out of the Great Depression. The last thing he wanted was to cause another economic downturn, and he feared that if he scooped up all the leading bankers and captains of industry in the United States and threw them all in jail, the country just might fall apart. So what could he do? To Smedley Butler's utter incredulity, he chose, in the end, to do nothing. In spite of the fact that these men had committed treason and should have been hanged, their power was such that they were not even charged, let alone tried. And so great was their influence, they were able to keep America out of the war until December the 7th, 1941.
I just played a general just said that they was treason against the bankers, but they were so powerful, the FDR who made the great deal. See, this is why you're being played. You don't even know their court side. He made a deal. But thank you, Kennedy. Thank you, Kennedy. He made a deal, a secret deal. I'm gonna get the blacks. He called all the blacks. He called Mary Bethune Cookman. He called all of them up, had a secret meeting, and when they came out, they told all the blacks that we got to go this route. Now, I said, why the black Pan-Africanism individuals, how could they don't know about this? It's right there. I found it. I ain't that bright. They got all the degrees. And they're gonna skip over that far. And I just read FDR knew the banks. He knew the banks was behind it because Smedley said, man, they about to take over. And what did he do? He stayed quiet and told Smedley, do you want to live? Smedley said, what the fuck? He probably drank himself into death. Go look him up. And y'all okay with this? So I'm supposed to believe black folks is half my best interest. Okay, let's get it going. Y'all ready? Let's get it going, because they got five on your ass. 05-01-02. Let's hear this. 01-02. You want a Helios. You got your hand up. Are you listening? Okay, once you don't answer, I'm going to put you on mute forever. Are you going to answer? One. Are you going to answer? Okay, she's not answering. Okay, that's dry bone. They listening. I love y'all listening. But y'all got
one.
Yeah, there you go. Sit down. Your turn. You on now. You been on. You. I don't know what you're doing behind closed doors, but hurry up and get on the shadow. Go ahead.
I didn't press. I don't remember pressing one, though, but okay.
I'm sure you don't remember, but I remember. I see the hand. See a light come on your names. A hand comes up, so we know you.
I must be special then, because I swear, I'm telling you, I did not press one, but I love you. I love you. I love you.
I'm glad to have you.
It's all good. Okay. I'm gonna be honest. I'm in here with my children. My grandbaby is in my arms. I love y'all, but don't put me on mute forever, though.
No. You mute yourself. Just mute yourself.
Don't put me.
I'm
about to mute myself right now.
Okay, that's all you gotta do.
Love y'all.
That's it. All right, we love you too, sister. Now let's get some more, y'all. Now I just played the tape now, showing that FDR, who got most of our prestigious blacks at the time, to do a secret meeting. It was on Jet Magazine. It was on Ebony. That was on Jet. It was on Ebony. Ebony Magazine had them meeting Madam CJ and all these millionaire blacks. What deal did they make? Because I just know Kennedy didn't die for nothing. Kennedy said a secret covenant, a secret order is over the government and take it over. Y'all just going to pretend that don't exist. I got to watch y'all.
To tell people that, man, they call you a conspiracy theorist because they got it bad down here.
Kennedy heard it. You must have walked dead. That's why you know the Bible ain't lying. The Bible said you'd be among, if they dead, they mean a lie. They walk in, but they dead. Dead what? Dead. They don't have a clue. They don't care about the clue. The clue don't mean nothing to them. That's okay. I ain't got no problem with that. They don't need to have no deep conversation about it. Have fun what they do know. And have fun what they do can do to positive, negative. Let me get some more calls because, again, y'all going to run across some zombies. 3364, get ready.
Hey, what up, man? Happy New Year. Hey, look here, man. Okay, I'm glad you played. Hey, I'm out here fighting, man. I heard the main thing, I'm glad you played Kennedy again, man, with the secret society, but the main word I got out of there, what he said, man, what he say? One word, is scripted. All this shit is scripted. Did y'all peek that? I like listening, man. He's saying this shit is scripted. Yes, sir. And to my brother DC, we've been tricked by following the money. Hell no, you follow the bloodlines. Okay, that's the motherfucker that's doing it.
Bloodlines of the Illuminati.
The bloodlines of this family, man. These Rothschilds and shit, man. And the question I got for all of y'all in 2017 and in Monday was we watching Project Blue Beam, okay? When NASA shot them three rockets up, was that Project Blue Beam? There are only a certain amount of motherfuckers that's stupid as hell to see with their most stupid-ass glasses on when they tell you to look at the so-called eclipse. And how come the whole country should have been able to see it, but that maybe only the dumbass can see that shit, man. Because I've been looking at the sun for 66 years every goddamn day. Okay, so the dumbass got tricked by that Project Blue Beam. I leave it like that. I'd like to make y'all pay.
Project Blue Beam is real. Ain't no doubt about that one. And Sister Celine, I hope you listen. She sent that NASA. Brother West, we see you on the thread always. He on the thread. Obviously, they not looking at NASA, which is a damn sure a lie. That was in Hebrew. I mean, look up NASA in Hebrew, since y'all believe in Hebrew. And
one more thing, man. Can I get one more thing? Speaking of OJ, check out this movie. Project Capricorn
3.
1.
Yeah, Capricorn.
That's
Capricorn
the
movie 1.
That,
OJ played it.
Yeah, that's the movie. Yeah, that's the movie that OJ was in when they faked the moon landing.
You can't go nowhere now. You got to stay with me for a minute. Hold on. Now, that was James Brolin. James Brolin was in it. And these rappers out. Think about it now. They faked the moon landing. They end up in Arizona. I think it was Arizona. Now, we all heard Stanley Kubrick, Eyes Wide Shut. He was killed mysteriously. You go look it up. I'm not making this up. Go look it up. He was the one who made Capricorn 1 in Space Odyssey. And they said, they asked him, this is what they said. It's facts now. Y'all look it up. I'm not lying. This is what they came out. Their own people come out. Said that. They called them. NASA called Stanley Kubrick and asked them, "Can we use your space system? Your where you did the moon landing?" And I said to myself, "Now that's known. Only to it went over everybody's head." Now, Brother West, let's talk.
Yep.
Now let's go with that. They tried to kill OJ and all the astronauts because they landed. This is a classic movie. You won't even see it much. You will have to pay for that movie. Look for Capricorn 1. Guaranteed, they will make you pay for that one. You ain't getting that one for a rewatch.
WikiLeaks just released the footage of the moon landing, how they made it and everything. They just released this shoot. So
right.
I watched it last night. I was laughing my ass off.
Y'all sent it to me. I look at what. Now, also, second to go one, which y'all just two just said. Now, isn't that strange? Now, all of them talking about going to the moon now. China going to go now. They all going to go to the moon. All of them. I'm telling you, I just gave you the five countries. I told you the currencies are going to do this to us. The dollar, the pound, the yen, the euro, and the renminbi. The renminbi. Y'all better go look at them five currencies. I know y'all know, but the pound, I don't think y'all know good. Yen, y'all don't know good. The euro, you don't know good. That's why they had Jay-Z and all them do niggas in Europe to show Europe is the worst countries off right now. They are so poor. I hope y'all know this because, you know, we got black folks going
mm-hmm.
over there.
Niggas in Paris. Mm-hmm.
For fashion week and shit. And y'all watching it because social media is powerful. It's socialism. It's get you all together to be dumb. So we all get together, watch them over there. They live in large. Now, who paying for that? You not. You not.
Yes, sir.
Check
out these countries. They had a meeting like last year called the Five Eyes. It's all something, the Five Eyes. Well, these five countries. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Fuck is hell, man. The Five Eyes countries. They're checking on, looking at everybody, man.
Brother West, you've been saying vibrations. You should have been vindicated. I told you, you should have a Hall of Fame. Vindication on electronics. The electronics, they even admit it. They all going to go with the digital currency. They have no choice. Now, it's going to be a war with gold and silver. I hope we've been telling y'all this, but y'all don't like to listen. I'm a poor man. I said, look at this. Rich man, poor man. Rich man, poor dad. Y'all want to look rich. I'm telling y'all, black people, listen carefully. Y'all been saying it for years. Y'all been saying it on this line. Remember when they did gold parties? They were getting you to give up your gold and shit. The church was behind you, giving up your guns. Everything's been a spiritual attack against your money, meaning your energy. Because your money is what you make it. Your money is what you make it. That's why James Brown say, shake your money maker.
And last year, this time last year, almost a few weeks off, March 29, 2023, the state of Tennessee officially, the governor signed bill authorizing state gold and silver reserves. Somebody's paying attention.
Somebody. We told you. I feel vindicated. I said, man, how can we keep telling? I don't worry about it if you don't listen. It don't bother me one bit.
Saying, House Bill 1479.
The paradigm shift is happening. You know, we got 90 seconds when I said the paradigm shift. We got 90 seconds. The paradigm shift is already happening. Now, I want y'all to know, don't mean to show over. I'm bringing more calls in. But when the show go off, I'm going to tell you, said the only way they can pull three of these off, actually three and the two, is air, water, nutrients. They must put you in what reality? You got 60 seconds. The reality you're going to be in 3-2.
Wasn't that OJ's number with the Buffalo Bills, 32?
Yes, 3-2. Clean air, water, nutrients. Those two things will affect your two. Shelter, sleep. When you don't have clean air, you don't have water, you don't have nutrients, you can't sleep because you don't have shelter. And this is why they setting you up. We be back in 2 minutes. You about to go into the funk, baby.
Yo, this is Mood Control. Saying you might as well pay attention. You can't afford free
speech.
Mood Control is designed to render funkable ideas brought to you by the makers of Mr. Prolong, better known as Urge Overkill. The pimping of the flame principle.
Oh, but we'll be taken lightly, like a woodpecker with a headache. Cause it's cheaper to funk than it is to pay attention. You dig? A huckabuck! And lo and behold, one funking with Mood Control.
Every kind of beer.
Deprogram. Take me lightly, like a woodpecker with a headache.
When you're taking every kind of beer.
The non-profit organization.
Take me to Epicurean Air.
Aldous Huxley, author of Brave New World and brother of Julian Huxley, gave a speech at Berkeley in 1962, shortly before his death. He admitted that his best-selling book, Brave New World, written in 1932, was based not on fiction, but on what the elite were actually planning to implement.
And here I would like briefly to compare the parable of Brave New World with another parable which was put forth more recently in George Orwell's book 1984. I'm inclined to think that the scientific dictatorships of the future, and I think there are going to be scientific dictatorships in many parts of the world, will be probably a good deal nearer to the Brave New World pattern than to the 1984 pattern. They will be a good deal nearer, not because of any humanitarian qualms in the scientific dictators, but simply because the Brave New World pattern is probably a good deal more efficient than the other. That if you can get people to consent to the state of affairs in which they are living, the state of servitude, the state of being, well, it seems to me that the nature of the ultimate revolution with which we are now faced is precisely this, that we are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy, who have always existed and presumably always will exist, to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy. And these methods, I think, are a real refinement on the older methods of terror, because they combine methods of terror with methods of acceptance. But then there are various other methods which one can think of. There is, for example, the pharmacological method. This was one of the things I talked about in Brave New World. The result would be that, you can imagine a euphoric which would make people thoroughly happy even in the most abominable circumstances. I mean, these things are possible.
Yeah, I'll leave it there. I'll be going to get busy. Are y'all ready for the second level? Wait till we get to the third one. Now, some of y'all, come on, y'all. 9161. Come on, y'all. This is, in 1932, Berkeley College. Come on, y'all.
What's going on, brother?
What's happening? Talk to us.
Man. It's a sunny day in Virginia, man, but I'm laughing at all this clown show buffoonery going on, man. So let me tell you something, man. They got y'all with this solar eclipse. I'm out there looking. I'm on the James River. I'm looking down, riding on the bridge. I said, damn. So look at all the people out there, them college students up in Monroe Park and at the park just watching this eclipse with the glass. I look up there. I said, well, damn, that looks like a chemtrail loading up the sky right there. I said, well, damn. Then I talked to another guy. And he said, I said, man, I ain't seen you in a while, man. Where you been, man? He's like, man, I had been gone from Virginia for a week, man. I went down to Illinois with my family so we could go view the eclipse. I mean, you drove 12 hours out of the state of Virginia to go to Illinois to see an eclipse, man. You all right? You know? But nevertheless, you know, then they got you with the O.J. Simpson thing. Now, they got you back in 1995, too, when the trial was going on. Because remember, when O.J. Simpson thing going on, what did Congress pass that year? The 1994 crime bill. Remember that? I'm sure you remember that, don't you? That happened in the O.J. time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they got you.
Yeah.
Then,
yeah. Biden.
On the
Biden
same
did.
Day O.J. trial was on, Bill Clinton and Hazel O'Leary admitted, the Clinton administration admitted that they had been experimenting people with plutonium around that same time. Bill Clinton gave a speech about it. Now, watch this. Watch this. Now, you know, O.J. really died on the day before. They told you it on 4/11. They told you it on a different date. You know, they told you it on a different date. Well, guess what happened on those days? See, and my friend, the nurse from Texas, you know, sometimes she's on, and I even tell her, I always check and see when some big shots come on, what is the ADL doing? I always check and see what they're doing. On 410, oh yeah, on 410, the ADL published their press release. The ADL praises members of Congress for introduction of countering Anti-Semitism Act. Oh yeah, comprehensive initiative ensures government continues to prioritize and fight anti-Semitism. On the same day. Oh yeah, right the time they did, oh, they died. They got
yeah,
in on that same time.
HIV. Yeah, go ahead. Keep going.
Now,
yeah, we got to go. Yeah,
so on that same time, on that same time, on the same day, Biden passed executive action to what? If you are a private gun owner at a gun show, if you are a person that they're going to do from a universal background check, and if you are trying to sell a gun to a family member or so forth and like, and you are trying to make profit, they're trying to get the ATF to knock on your door. This happened all the time with this OJ thing. With them. And
right.
then yesterday,
right.
they got you again because they told they didn't tell you Taylor Swift got an album coming out this month. So y'all Swifties, not on this line probably, but just Swifties. You know, what's Taylor Swift number? 13, right? Didn't they just say that Iran launched some missiles yesterday on the 13th?
Williams, the Bears draft prospect, who played at USC. USC wears the number 13.
Hold on.
Hey, Bernard.
Hold on, y'all go. Hold on, brother.
Go ahead,
hold on, brother Bernard. Y'all mute, brother Bernard. So powerful, he got everybody talking. Now hold on, brother Bernard. Go ahead. Go, hold on, brother Bernard. Hold on.
So what I'm saying, man, all that bull crap they did, and then they told you, then they come out and told you, after the eclipse, they come out and tell you the U.S. could have a major earthquake this year. How about Monday night? We had a 2.1 earthquake in Virginia. We ain't had no earthquake in Virginia since 2011, man.
Now, let's go with that. Now, all y'all been saying is vindication. I love you, man. Good job there. Good job. See, every region is on this program. We got the 10 regions all on this program. That's another thing I hope y'all recognize. Ain't nobody ever told y'all was 10 regions, and all of them know. Every one of them know your region is real. Now, FEMA is 10 regional plan. Y'all better look this up now. I'm telling you. You hit it so good. Y'all hit the bridge. Now, I look at everybody. Hold on. I don't care what color y'all is right now. I watched a show the other day on the bridge on how that ship could never possibly been taken over without it got hacked. They even the company that runs the shipping. Y'all ain't looking at the court cases. I know you're not. Some of y'all is. But those of y'all listening, thank you for helping us send me that information, because some of y'all are. Look at the court cases. They suing companies that you be like, what? Like Brother D said, look at the companies. The companies, BlackRock. I'm saying to myself, you don't think black people who empower don't know this? Y'all got, now we on a different level now. Y'all talking some new stuff on here, but let's get to the high level now. You don't think the black folks in Maryland, I told you, Prince George County got the richest per capita blacks in the country.
You are exactly right.
But we do. We talking about facts. I gamble.
No. I want to bring
something
up about that.
I like saying that because I want people to bet.
And that means their money is definitely invested in all this crap that's going on right now.
Right. Now, let's go there. We have to go to prison.
Let me bring up one important thing.
Hold on. Before you say something. I want y'all to learn them. I told you, it's the cult. I learned it through the cult world. I look at all cult shit. Prince George. Look at the name! Prince George!
Hey, wait a minute, Jabo. I got to bring this up, man. So check this out. I went on the Baltimore newspaper.
Go ahead.
These are the workers. These are the workers America wants. They were talking about the immigrants. They're trying to get a GoFundMe for these immigrant families, man. Come on, man. I ain't seen one of them pulled off the daggone book.
I'm gonna tell you. Let's go with that. All y'all online, listen. I'm gonna give y'all a chance.
And a barge disconnected yesterday in Ohio. Did you see that? Another barge. You saw the barge in Ohio, mate?
Hold on, I gotta get some more calls in. Hold tight now. We got a lot of calls. I told you, this is gonna be one of the shows. We got five on this. I told y'all. W05, I gave y'all all the senses y'all need is under attack, and the survival one is over. You don't get.
I got five on it.
Ooh, yes. Let me go to 3164. 3164. All y'all. 3164. Y'all so many on here. 3164. 3131.
What's going on? What's going on, y'all?
I got you. Hit it. You're on time. We're on timeline. Go ahead.
So it's good. Okay, so yeah, man. So I'm gonna break down this little OJ thing, too, man. So okay, so a lot of them dudes, a lot of those people are actors, right? Robert Kardashian wasn't even practicing law, you know, until he stopped practicing law in the 70s, right? So I believe that he was OJ's handler. So this is the thing. There was what was the movie y'all just named again? It was
Capricorn One,
right? He had another movie called codenamed Alexa CIA, right? His name was John Burke, right? John Burke was
John Burke Society. Oh my God, good going. Keep going.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you know what I'm saying? And John Burke was also a CIA agent for the Confederates, right?
Oh my goodness.
His character was a Navy SEAL. His character was a Navy SEAL in the movie, so I don't think it was going to his character. I think it was going to his character as O.J. Simpson, right? Mm. As an agent.
Mm.
A lot of that was a psyop, man. That trial was divide the black and white. That was a divide people, man. Plus, there was a real there was a real thing going on with the those trials and stuff that America was putting their people, you know, putting us through and stuff. Those trials and stuff. I forget, BJ, what was the dang, I forget what the lady's name was and what the trial was about.
Nancy Grace.
Hazel O'Leary.
Yep. And then, you see those trials was for them experimenting on people, right? You see what I'm saying? So that was the distraction right there. Because I think if a lot of people would have been on that and paying attention to that back in the day, people wouldn't have been taking them jabs present, you know what I'm saying, up to this day now.
So let me ask you, you deep, brother. Hold on, let me ask you, because I got to ask some questions when y'all got some others. Now, you think that was the advent of court TV? Because remember, when
court TV hit Nancy Grace.
Okay. Let's go even further, because I like what you're putting down on the table here. Now, the Kardashian stuff, you mentioned some stuff like that. Now, everybody know OJ. He out of Buffalo. He got a bunch of kids. People remember him. He lives in Williamsville. A lot of stuff going on. I like to tell people is OJ was a very, very hell of an athlete. And he had a big-ass head. I met OJ at least three times. Personally, right here in Samurai, right down here in South Florida. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something about OJ that people don't realize either. That you in Buffalo. Buffalo, a hardcore rock core town. I mean, hardcore industrial shit. And think about it. They wore his ass out. They wore him like a workhorse, but they kept him up there. They put him in all the movies, everything. And he was already into the craft, y'all. He was into the craft. But he was with Ashwa Quayle. I told you, with what's the name? How y'all think OJ even learned about all the sex games? Because Hugh Hefner, the real sex king is Hugh Hefner. And they taught for that era. All y'all got to do is watch Betty Boo, the porn stars of the early days. You can see how Hollywood was predominantly Kazar. And they was able to get the equipment to make the porn. And OJ got into it just like everybody else. Now, OJ, let's be honest, though. It take a real killer to kill like that. You to kill and chop a head off, man, you got to be persistent. You traumatized. You already been traumatized to kill somebody like that. Let's be honest. You going to chop off a head, kill, and blood got to be going everywhere if you really understand this. And so I'm saying myself, he couldn't have did it, but he might have known that's the business. But he got off. I'm telling you, you're right, brother. They played that. Now, let's talk about the Dream Team. I like that name. Let's go with that. I'm dealing with you right now, so deal with me. I'm getting to you. Dream Team, ain't that great? F. Lee Bailey. Those of you in the era of we growing up, F. Lee Bailey was the biggest prominent lawyer back in the day. He was on Sassy, Jesse, Raphael, all that shit. Brother Wilder, they had the Dream Team. But you know, the real Dream Team was Johnny Cochran was going to go to the World Court on reparations. That's why I don't believe no reparations movements to this day. Johnny Cochran was going to get a Dream Team to go against America on reparations. Go look it up. And He was going to bring in Effie Bailey, all of them.
Hey, Ben Shapiro.
Hold on. Ben Shapiro. I'm going to let you talk. The one who just started. Ben Shapiro brought all them on. And he ends up dying. Ain't no more dream. Now, go ahead. What's your thoughts on how that played out with all that Dream Team stuff?
Well, hold on.
I want him to talk. He was on the line. Go ahead, brother.
All right. So, see, the thing is, okay, so Rob Kardashian, he wasn't practicing law, right?
Right.
Christopher Darden, which was a prosecutor, he's an actor. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
His name, some of these other people have IMD. How would you have an IMDb if you're, you know what I'm saying, if you're a practicing attorney or a prosecutor, right? So,
Makes sense.
So the thing is, he got all them against Marsha Clark, and we actually thought that Marsha Clark was going to win and Christopher Darden was going to win, right?
Mm.
And see, the thing is, which name was his handler? You see what I'm saying? So he had Cochran, he had all of them, right? But at the same time, you know, this was all right. Who was paying? My thing was, OJ didn't have that money. Who was paying for a whole year for all those lawyers, man? Right?
Right.
That kind of makes you wonder.
Right. Now, I'm with you.
This is the century, man. Come on, man.
Right. Now, I just want to make sure you understand, we are connected to you like muscle sinews on the dry bone. Now, we saying to you, all y'all realizing, we talking about lawyers now. We're talking lawyers. I just told you, one that was going to break off from that, that lawyer became problem, Johnny Cochran. The Johnny Cochran firm now is a laughing stock. They get you on injuries. They won't take no details.
Yep.
Now, let's talk lawyers. Let's talk lawyers for real. Now, brother West, your cousin, he had a hell of a case now. I mean, it's a lot of stuff going on with my brother Boyd. I look at all that y'all give me. I stay on top of these people because y'all are the dry bones. I connect everything to what y'all saying, and then I say to myself, holy shit. Now, we need lawyers. Unfortunately, I said, woe unto the lawyers who hold the key. Now, the Matrix told you the key. The Matrix told you the key. It said,
It's like Marsha Clark.
Marsha Clark was the key. She was a dancer.
She was a dancer, right? And then she was a practicing deputy DA. Oh. She wasn't even a DA. Gil Garcetti was supposed to be in that case.
Gil Garcetti
is also an actor and a producer, right?
I'll tell you what we do. You hit me up, Drybone 7. I will do a show on that. Coming up, I'll do a show with you because I like how you got the dynamic. We can put
and Joe things. Brown, man, he know the whole transcript. Joe Brown,
and
he breaking down
Brown,
the OJ thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Joe Brown know a lot of cases because remember, Joe Brown was the only one. We had him on here about the Biden case. He did a thing on Fox. I told y'all he was on Fox.
He broke the OJ thing down, man.
Dude, this is crazy.
But look here, this case thing also on the 8th and 19th. They threw out that case where Farrakhan had against the ADL or whatever. They dismissed that case.
Yep. That was on 4-8.
Let's talk about this because I want y'all to keep it on. I want y'all to be on the emotional shit now. Y'all get on emotional now. Hold on. I know y'all want to talk, but I got other callers that ain't been talked to yet. I know it's hot. That's why I do that, to see how hot it is. But think about it. I want y'all to get too emotional about Farrakhan. Farrakhan had a lot of business dealings with some of the most unbelievable people ever. So I don't think y'all should be going too far into that.
That's why they throwed it out, man.
Right. Ron L. Hubbard, Scientology. Come on, man. Come on. There's no way you could have got that deep into them. If you understand what Scientology is about, y'all, okay, you could believe you know, but okay, get joined. Let's join it like we do. Join it like we did, and you signed up with some real shit about. But join it, and you see, you ain't something ain't right with that shit. Okay, so now they go against them. Now, that's the one there, because Farrakhan, I want y'all to know, if Farrakhan dies a day, tomorrow, next, he going to get a lot of love, but you got to look at some of these things they're going to show us. Where did all the money go from the Million Man March? Y'all ain't never asked that question. I know y'all crazy. That was a lot of money. I thought we was going to take
Farrakhan over. Farrakhan is a hell of an actor. That's all I
Hold on. Thank you. I'm glad you. I just want you to know, if y'all been there like we was there on three of them, all y'all know I ain't lying because y'all the best saying nigga lying. You know I'm there. I said
that's why
JFK
say all scripted.
Thank you, brother. That's why I'm loving it. See, I said That was a hell of a strip. Bro, you know how much money people was giving up that day? They had buckets. I'll never forget that shit. They had garbage buckets bringing money up. And nobody questioned Chef. Like, well, damn, maybe it's an initiation that he in the club. I'm thinking, man, okay, I can go with that. But ain't no businesses came. We ain't got no low interest loan. See, here's the key to this, y'all. See, the real people don't charge usury to their people. That should be a 101 in your brain right now. Let's get some more callers. Let me go into Africa. Let me go to 2267. We going to see usury is a demonic force. I heard in y'all so-called Bibles and so-called all the books. I don't think the Jews or the Arabs charge their people interest. Is that true or am I a liar? Which one is it? Go ahead. 2267. 2267.
What's going on, Dry Bones and the family?
Well, we having a good one today, baby. We doing all of it, real estate, everything, the promises of God.
And you know what you say about the real estate, what they done over here to not just Ethiopia, but most of the countries over here is that they put us in what you call like a step backwards, where they're not allowed to modernize the way they should be able to naturally. Now you got people like China going over here, and they coming with these type of unrealistic debts, and they causing civil wars in different countries over here, and so it's a lot of that going on over here right now. But it's good for me to witness that and to broadcast it. What's interesting over here is because there has been a large object spotted south of Africa that caused the floods all the way in America. South Africa got a lot of floods. I call it the Crystal City, but, you know, we'll let everybody think they want to think, but it's here. Mm-hmm. And all these anomalies are going on. And now you got Israel. They don't realize that the power of the devil has left them. So that's why they sitting here now talking about, oh, Iran rockets killed babies. Like, y'all done killed 10,000 plus babies in Gaza, and y'all bragged about it. You know, so it's over with for them, and they think they're going to be able to destroy that Al-Aqsa, the temple there, with the gold dome is what they call it. But, you know, like I say, they don't have the power no more. And even bringing it back to America, you know, to overthrow all of them, just simply you have to be in the military to be president. So none of them are qualified. So therefore, all of them have to go. That's how you get rid of that problem. So there ain't no more self-destruction of the world. We have to look at it like
so
that.
You say something now. You just said something like what Kennedy has said. Okay, so military. Now, industrial complex, we heard it from Gil Scott before. We heard it from real politician. Gil Scott came out with it. Military industrial complex, I see it as a full-blown space Star Wars organization. Because if you could make Project Bluebeam be real to a dumber population. Think about this now. We're not saying y'all going to believe it. We saying they can put that over some other shit and make them believe, and that's why they running here. See, this is why I try to tell people. See, let's not be naive to the Emerald City, y'all. See, you getting propaganda here. I'm going to play propaganda in a minute for all y'all. But, now, he just said something deep. You said, you know, you know, they got this puppeteer thing going on. It makes sense to me. If I show that over Istanbul or one of the other countries of part of the New World Order, 10 region, because remember, New World Order got a 10 region plan too, everybody. I hope y'all didn't think I'm talking about it's 10. I don't know why they got the whole world under 10 regions, but 10 quadrants or whatever you want to call it, but they got it. So I'm looking at, if they shoot Project Bluebeam over Australia or over another area, and these people start to believe it because they are tapped into their algorithmic DNA, they can follow whatever they believe and pump a propaganda movement on it. You telling me that can't happen? Is all y'all on the line listening? You think that can happen? Yeah or nay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wanted to say something right quick to Sean about what you got. Do you know that they have a CERN lab it's called Alice. So they got an underground CERN in South Africa, and they've been running. They didn't turned on all 59 of these machines. They call it Alice. Every nation on the planet has a copy of CERN underground. And that is what is causing, every time they run these machines, it's causing the interference, the water, your rivers, your lakes, ocean, everything. And they know what they're doing. And the sky is, I'm telling you, they launched this device called Swarm with the three missiles. They had four payloads that shot in the sky. And these are nanotechnology that they have put up there so that they can do war over our heads and pretend like they're in space.
Now, hold on. Time out. The validate. You're going so far out. I got to bring you back there. Did you just know that was the purpose of the war yesterday? It was drones. Drones was the war yesterday when Iran hit Israel.
Yeah.
Did y'all not hit? They said drones.
I know.
And then it was a psyops, too, because on the missiles that they shot, they had lights on them. So it was easy to see them coming in. They know it was an attack, but it definitely was a psyop.
Right, but look at drones. Now, you just said that.
99, it was 300 of them. Only one survived. Okay, United States and Israel sold and knocked them all out.
Oh, that's right.
So that's
how many?
Yeah.
They didn't knock them out, though. What's the number? 300. Okay, damn.
They didn't take all of them out, as they said.
Hold on. What happened to him? He got knocked off. I wanted to hear what he's going to say. Then he gets falls off. God, all right. I ain't touch it. I was like, what you say you're going to do? Okay, Chuck. Brother Caddy was going to say they didn't get knocked out. If he can get back on, please do.
Somebody bring him back in.
I don't know what happened, personally. I didn't touch it. He just, the officer just called drop. I heard CNN, I just heard the drone would follow what y'all saying. Now, let's go with this. Now, I'm telling you, if y'all just said earlier that they're messing with credit scores, banks, people, y'all hope y'all been watching the data. Banks been closed. Now, I don't know but that usury got me to think. So I'm telling y'all, let me get some more calls in here. I'm going to get y'all in here. 404-4007. Because there's a lot of y'all out there. 4007.
Greetings.
There you go.
Greetings from the West Coast.
Yes, Brother Tariq.
Getting greetings from the West Coast, man. Y'all killing it again today.
Old school,
Listen,
old school.
Yeah, this is the deal, bro. You got the whole Nazi, Ashkenazi hierarchy running shit over here and over there. And you mentioned earlier about Smedley Butler. That coup happened. And then on top of all this stuff that you're talking about today, that really got me was the No.J. Simpson trial. The No.J. Simpson trial, during that trial, the Congress did a joint resolution to get rid of the Second Amendment. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. The Second Amendment is gone
under
the No.J. Simpson trial.
I know about it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah, see,
ahead.
So this whole, all of this propaganda that we got going on is constantly coming at us. You know, this is the way that Brave New World just talked about. Brave New World just talked about in
Berkeley. Right.
See, yeah, so you got all of this stuff happening at one time, and then you got the rockets going up at the so-called eclipse. It was an ellipse. And then you got all of a sudden Iran, 300 missiles and drones. And then, of course, they claim the Iron Dome stopped them and they knocked them all down and all that bullshit. But guess what? The Israelis, those Israelis, as I call them, those Israelis are leaving Israel because they know their ass is fixing to get wiped out.
They don't want to be in Israel. They're running. So you got to get you got to be aware of what's going on here.
Let's go with that because I've seen that. That makes sense. I've seen Now I watched a lot of that with these Fire Stick TVs and all this shit going on. I watched a lot of news coverage over there. I'm gonna tell you, I can't say what's scripted, what's not. Remember, I told y'all a long time ago we did shows on this. Now we got to analyze today with those of y'all listening. What is deep fake? I think Brother Tubbs did shows on this himself. Deep fakes, all this is out there. Now, all I'm telling y'all is this is up for debate when you talk about the deep fake. I don't know if they're making up because they got a thing going on where Russia is showing the Black Madonna. Well, I said, well, that ain't really new because Vatican got a Black Madonna. This is where this all come from with the Black Madonna. They got the Black Jesus. Right, they got all that. I mean, they ain't lying. They show you with the pictures. So I say, okay, when I see a group like that does that, I gotta say, well, damn, they showing us who over them for them to show us. So when I look up who over them who's showing us, since you came with that. Now with California, let's go with California, brother, because your state is considered. I hope y'all understand when y'all give it these names, but that's like prehistoric ash. That's where all people don't realize all your so-called vegan vegetables are coming out of California.
Yeah, the San Joaquin Valley.
Right. Yeah. Anybody with some sense with agriculture, and I ain't got much, would say to myself, there's only, I think, 10 fertile super regions in America, which is out, but unbelievable. Unbelievable resources here. The thing to me is, the tapping into our own resource, it seems to be kept secret from us. Like they don't want us to know what's in the land no more. We don't want, all the key areas is being brought up by foreign interests. I think that's something that we should be thinking about because it's not that no one's offering us anything abroad. I'm gonna tell you what I see, and you tell me what you think. The older generation that got real money, they move into countries where their dollar is worth more. They're in all these Central American countries. They're going to Asia. You travel the world. Do you see with the exodus coming to America? What do you see the group that you feel is the biggest biggest threat in your opinion, the biggest threat to the real estate buying up power that you see in your area? Who's buying the most real estate in your area, you believe? Or no?
The Chinese.
Chinese. Okay. Now, that's not racist for those of you listening, because racist is a, so y'all know facts matters here. Racist is a, if you look up etymology like Brother Eddie and them do on Sister Antoinette program, much love to Sister Antoinette. We're going to the final hours. Sister Antoinette, please listen to, she got some, I tell y'all, we've got so many diverse programs on here. It's unbelievable. It's something for everybody. Kim Weston, Brother Tariq, of course, Elder Ray, Brother Ray. I don't even know if they're on here because it's a lot of people put their hands up now. There's so many of them put the board. But all y'all on there, appreciate it. We couldn't do this without y'all. We do it because of y'all. And so we're going to keep doing it. But let's go with that. All these diverse things, what y'all think is going on with y'all area if the economy housing is going way up where it's impossible under this type of usury? I mean, that should be the number one topic in church. God of your Bible states usury is wicked. Now, I don't even get this, but obviously that book must don't mean much to, I forgot. They don't pay taxes. Damn, churches don't pay taxes. Okay, let's go to 6796. Let's keep it going. 6796. I forgot about that. They tax exempt. They, as long as they stay in agenda. 7696.
Dry Bones, you give me a second. I ain't posted up just yet. Just keep me on mute. I'll be in a second.
Okay. I got you now. Yeah, because we talked about that this land mass. Okay, let me go to 3318. 3318. So many.
Hey, brother. Yeah, I'm going to make it real quick. Yeah, the only reason why churches are attacked because they had to silence the cleric. Can't show those people how this language really works. Remember, it's just to the job of the cleric to show the people how the usury laws work. Remember, the Protestants are the one that go for West. All right, let me go to where I really want to go. I love it that your lawyer was on, and if anybody hear him, you guys better go over there and hang out with him. I'll tell you why. Because July the 1st, Florida's taking it in their own hands to make sure squatting laws are felonies.
Right. In Florida.
And that's right. July the 1st. And there's nothing, there's nowhere in any state that has tried to dismiss squatting laws. That should tell you that's the new money coming. Y'all got new money coming down there. I'm paying attention because I think that's a good investment to go to Florida. Let me go to the next one. Florida also is a is not a sanctuary state.
Not.
I mean, Florida is taking nothing free. But and then the reason I was telling you about the housing within our Latino brothers and sisters, scratch the word Latino, are our Taino brothers and sisters, because they don't have to flip them houses the right way and put it into the family. So why not invest in something, whereas in the Bible verse, okay, Jesus fed them motherfuckers, what was that, 2 fish, 5 loaves of bread. They woke up in the morning, they never even got their fish fry. He said, the motherfucker's Saturday. The fish fry, the motherfucker's Saturday.
Oh, I love it. Calm down, because remember, you on wavelengths that ain't really on a big broadband. Now.
And then they'll cut us off.
I enjoy that, because you were saying some stuff that I do agree with. Again, yeah. Think about it. I asked everybody. I said, I can only speak for my area. Whatever your area is, the people who have an easier time of getting a house and flipping it at a quicker rate to get the real market value, because if you take too long with a flip, it could be ugly if you keep waiting. So the thing with today is got to be fast.
But the thing here in my area in Memphis, people are leaving, don't matter what color they are, because of the crime. The crime is chasing everybody away, even the foreigners.
That's the safety.
Yep.
Because
now these Africans is coming in and buying up property. I'm trying to tell you that balance people is coming in and buying for a dollar.
That's
right, sir. You got it. Scaring everybody. And in the meantime, everybody haul on, and then they come and buy it up. What do you call that? Regentrification.
Yep. Right. Gentrification. I just asked him earlier. You heard me say earlier to him. I said gentrification, how they can do that. Now, the question to y'all is, listening, you got every area. And I don't know where all y'all live, but it's a lot of y'all with different zip codes on here. I just use the last 4 digits so we don't get your zip code taken out, because people be listening to everything. But your zip code tells you where you're at. You should always get the last 4. But I tell people like this, look, your area is being brought up. If you see cranes in your downtown, if you start to live in the suburbs and you see a crane development digging up some areas that you ain't think, somebody buying something that you would say, well, damn, it take a lot of money to clear this land. Take a lot of money to bring. Now, here's where it gets deep, y'all. Hold on. I want y'all to understand. I told you it's a tax. Y'all keying in on, I said survival. Didn't I just say that the war is on? It's on.
Yep.
And I don't know what y'all on. The war is on. The money
war
game
is on.
Is on.
Yep.
I don't know where y'all
yes,
at. Third base?
Yep.
Left base? The war is already in effect. It's on. They about the interest rates. Can you think you can survive, y'all? Interest rates keep going up.
Up. Yep.
Up. Now, the whole key is, now, this one's going to get deep for y'all. Now, let's go here. We got to go with this. Now, this all happened in Georgia, in Jekyll Island. It happened. I mean,
everything we talk about is not even new. It happened so long ago, but it's still holding on.
Yeah, we don't even know about it.
That's a hell of a thing that something that long could still hold on this strong. What is behind this? That's what Kennedy died for. I'm going to give you the three roughly.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Kennedy died for that. King died because he had to go because he talked against the money game of Vietnam. It wasn't about no civil rights shit.
Nope.
He said, it was about Vietnam War. When he mentioned that Vietnam War in Riverside Church in New York, it was over.
That's it. That was the target. Yep.
Because the money interest, the industrial military complex that Gil Scott-Heron talked about was already in effect by LBJ. That's a fact.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's right.
I'm not that bright. But I'm going to give you some examples of how they're going to start this. And blacks going to follow. I hate to say that. The reason why they did what they did in Georgia, because they knew to put the ritual in granite.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why Obama's people love Obama. I know you do. I know you do. But I didn't put this on the news. Look what Obama people is inciting. Now, this is what's going on. Right here in America, they're going to incite this. It's not me talking. This is real people. Facts.
People make policy. It's the most basic truth of geopolitics. And people have opinions, sometimes good, sometimes bad. But what happens when bad opinions filter into policy? Now, don't be confused. This winding introduction has a point. A former U.S. diplomat has been arrested in New York. His name is Stuart Seldowitz. He used to work in the U.S. State Department.
Yep.
Pretty high-ranking, too. He used to advise former President Barack Obama. So why was he arrested?
Mm-hmm.
This video should make it clear.
You're
an American citizen?
Yeah, they have it.
How did you become an American citizen?
Not your business. Go.
No, you're right.
I won't hear.
But you're a terrorist. You support terrorism.
Listen, go. I'm not supporting something.
You support terrorism.
See,
you know why? If we killed 4,000 Palestinian kids, you know what? It wasn't enough. It wasn't enough.
Go.
How can a person have so much hate inside them? He says killing 4,000 Palestinian children is not enough. He calls a Muslim vendor a terrorist. And remember who he is, a former diplomat of the United States. We dug into his career. This man held some very important offices, like director of the National Security Council South Asia Wing and deputy director of the State Department's Israel and Palestine office. I'll repeat that. This man worked at the Israel and Palestinian Affairs Office, a hardcore Islamophobe. It's like putting a pedophile in charge of the nursery. Reports say he served under five different American presidents. Most of his top jobs were under Barack Obama. And I must say, great vetting. This is exactly the kind of people you want making policy, hateful and Islamophobic. Before his arrest, Stuart Seldowitz was confronted by the media, the local media. And guess what he said? I'm going to quote it for you. The comments I made calling him out for his support of terrorism, those I think were appropriate. Forget remorse. He is doubling down on what he said. And don't think this was a one-off instance. It wasn't a case of him having a bad day because there is another video doing the rounds. Once again, it's Stuart Seldowitz and the vendor. Take a look.
Did you rape your daughter like Muhammad did?
Hmm?
Did you rape your daughter like Muhammad?
I speak English.
You only speak English?
No English. No.
You don't speak English?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that just shows how ignorant you are. Because your Muhammad was a rapist. It says in the Hadith.
Who Muhammad?
In your holy book.
Who Muhammad?
What?
Who Muhammad?
Muhammad, your prophet. You know who she is.
My prophet?
Yeah.
What does Washington have to say about this? I can imagine what Joe Biden will say. This is not the real America. This is an aberration, except it's not.
Happened during Joe Biden now. I tell you, I said, how this happened is Obama is with him at this time. I'm looking at politics like we all should. We should be on it like a bloodsucker. Mm-hmm. Find out what they're going to suck on because it might be worth getting off. But I'm telling you, now, but Tariq, you in California. Everybody look at California. High real estate. A lot of things going on. You're a blessing to still be able to maintain. What you see the next generation able to do
what's presently going on. It, because basically what we're seeing, let us know if it's propaganda. We're saying, okay, I know it's a beautiful part, but they got all this damage. People, you know, leaving for what reason? What is the reason why you would think they would want to leave that area, the area that they claim?
They leave in California by the thousands every day. That's another thing we don't see.
What reason? What's the reason? What's your reasoning? I mean, give me the reason.
The reason is because of the inflation, the prices, the policies, the fact that pretty soon you're not going to be able. All these, you see, the 99-cent stores just closed down 300 stores. That's where most poor people get their food from, the 99-cent store. Now that's being closed down.
Right.
So, you know, they're making it impossible for people to be here, and because the prices and the inflation is going up, and everything. I mean, just to get a bag of groceries, one bag of groceries, if you eat properly, it's going to cost you $50. I've done it. Last week I did it $80 for two bags of groceries. You know, I mean,
that's
it's ridiculous.
But hold on. Go ahead, brother. Somebody next. I heard you say, go ahead, brother.
I want to ask him one question.
Right. Yeah.
Brother, you remember a long time ago, well, not that long ago, maybe about 10 years ago, whatever, maybe longer. Remember you had a show called it was on? Oh, The Have and the Have Not. That's how it is in California. You have it or you don't.
The Have and the Have Not, yes.
Oh, on our own network. They need to play back then. They playing Monopoly, and I don't know what the hell we playing.
Yeah, the black people, the black owner, black owned with Beverly Johnson and all that. I mean, Beverly, was the CEO. Yeah, that was a hell of a show there. The Have and Have Not. Mm. Yes, it was. Yeah. Now, let me ask you about that, because, again, we got two West Coast, East Coast, because y'all both from different coasts. Same vernacular. I'm asking y'all, that's why I do this. I'm doing this because of so many reasons on this program. If they started up East Coast, West Coast, they brought the gang shit in. Then we find out that all the drugs is coming from Armenia, Arkansas, from the Clinton administration. I mean, I have tapes, that's when I started getting deep in this. VHS tapes came out. The Clinton conspiracy
last week.
Right. Yeah, the Clinton conspiracy. I see that when I was growing up watching this. I said, man, that's deep. Remember, they were all in the cocaine. His brother was a cocaine. All that. And I said, okay. You know, everybody, you know, wow. He go to Arsenio Hall. He the first black president, they say, and everybody went crazy for him. He won. But then you find out the shows we watching on TV, they landed out in Armenia, Arkansas. I'm like, well, damn. Then they got to say where Hillary killed these people. Now, I'm going to ask y'all something on this line. I got you. Don't y'all find it strange? Now, you think you could shred up all your emails right away? Don't y'all find that? Don't even. Black folks go along with anything today. I think myself, how could you go along with the fact that they said she shredded
all emails?
All these emails.
Now, how
and
do you shred an email
and the computer
is in your phone?
And the computer.
Hey, let's go further. Let's even go more. Hypothesis. That's why you got to watch black media. It's controlled. Because BET is not owned by black people. It's owned by the Red Shield companies. Old white man who gave it to his daughter. He was a freak. I did a show on him.
Summer Redstone.
Thank you, man. I mean, this dude a freak. He was getting hoes younger than you could imagine. He 90 year old with 39 year old. Freaks and shit. I said, okay, enough. But anyway, I said,
that's
wait a minute,
like shooting missiles into the sun.
Didn't Biden know they call into National Action Network? Don't BET be interviewing these clowns sometimes? They be interviewing brothers. Now Biden called into National Action Network and he came in virtually. He said, I ain't coming to see y'all clowns. I address y'all virtually, man. I ain't coming to see y'all clowns, man.
Right now, that's what I'm saying. We've watched this stuff happen because I know I've seen it myself. I said, damn, I think either we on heavy drugs or we loving our servitude like my man, what's they said at Berkeley College. He said that we would love our servitude.
No matter
how despicable it would be. Now, I got to listen to some shit like that. I'm not born yet. I'm young. I don't even know this shit could happen.
It shows you all these people walking down here 80 degrees, still walking around here in masks as of yesterday.
Mask. 80 degrees in a mask. Now, they got people. Now, I'm going to tell you what they're doing. Now,
y'all been the ones telling me this. I'm gonna repeat what y'all say. Now, y'all send it out. I said, man, come on, something gotta be wrong. How could now? Let's look at the black people today, who in high position. I'm gonna play one. Now, I think this is unreal. It is, because there's no way the Secretary of Florida can tell y'all COVID was a hoax. I mean, it's the Secretary of Florida.
It's also developing right now. Florida's Surgeon General says for us to stop getting the COVID vaccine.
Fox 35's Hannah McKenzie is joining us live in the Alert Center tonight. So, Hannah, he says what's in the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines is a problem.
Yeah, Luann, John, Florida Surgeon General Dr. Latipo says he has safety concerns pertaining to the discovery of billions of DNA fragments found per dose in the Pfizer and Moderna COVID vaccines. And he says those concerns have not been addressed by the FDA or the CDC. Dr. Latipo says if the risks of DNA integration with COVID vaccines cannot be addressed, then the vaccines aren't appropriate for use in humans. He says he sent letters to the heads of the FDA and the CDC specifically questioning how this would impact humans in three main areas: healthy human genes being transformed into cancerous cells, chromosomal instability, and how the integration could affect unintended parts of the body, such as the heart, brain, lungs, even the injection site itself. We asked a local doctor, Michael Sparks, to weigh in. Dr. Sparks telling us with the state surgeon general saying one thing and the FDA another, health providers are left stuck in the middle.
No new thing.
This is a black dude. This is a black dude now. Black dude.
This is a brother,
I got something to say about that.
And you know they're going to say they going to fact check him and say he's lying.
This already old. That's an old one. The new one is.
This is an old one. They fact checked it.
That's old. The new one, he already stated that they can't check. That's why I don't understand why people are so mad. You can't challenge nobody about they taking a shot no more, because they were trying to make it here where, you know, you get a shot, you got to get a shot on these jobs. And they challenge that. I know people don't like DeSantis. That's on you. I played the tape where he went to the school. I know he all in the secret society. I know all that. I love that. I understand that. I said, okay, he did that. At least I know. Okay. Now, he ain't making it. This pirate cold. I told y'all, let's go deep. My man, that thing is deep. That Biscayne 1717. Ain't that what's 1717, everybody?
8-8.
No, that's those of you in the crowd. What is 1717? It's on Bay Shore. 1717. But look it up in secret societies. Let me get some more calls. 3-3-2-3-2-7-4.
Oh, go ahead, I'll tell you about it. With Pfizer.
Oh, 3-2-7-4.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everybody.
Yes. Brother Ray. Thank you.
Brother Ray.
Yes, sir.
You know, everything that's been said is true. The question is, what the hell are we going to do? Are we going to keep talking about it, or are we going to start doing something? And what we need to do, and we need to do right away, is get rid of these people. It's the same people doing the same thing. Nothing has changed. Okay? The people that own the news media, own the airwaves, own the TV, own the movies, everything that they're putting out, they own and they control it, and they do what they want to do. And we've got to do, like Mark said, we've got to come together. We've got to come together, and we've got to stand up. We've got to rise up, y'all, because it's us thereafter, all of us. Here, what position you're
in. Us out, bro.
Scott, they're coming after us. And I'm saying, let's do something. We don't have to wait. We are more powerful than their guns and their bombs. And send that to on the continent. We are more powerful than this. Don't let these creeps get away with what they're doing. We know who they are. This is spiritual warfare. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. You got brothers doing the same thing that we've been doing all along.
Brother Ray, I can't hear you. Brother Ray, come
hey,
back.
Brother Ray, you're breaking up.
You break it up. You break
but my
it up.
Main that's job is to interrupt the regularly scheduled programming of the dumbasses. Okay, Brother Reed, that's my job. Interrupt the regularly scheduled programming of the dumbasses. That's my job.
Yes, sir. That's what we do. This ain't nothing but a clown show. But if y'all bone.
There you go.
So I want to break something down. Let me say this, Brother Reed. This week,
survivor actually came out and admitted they were sorry. You can put it up on YouTube. Dr. James
right.
and Combo.
Yes, they did.
The FDA,
yes,
guess
yep.
what the FDA said? The
right.
FDA said, guess
now,
what?
Are people suing the
whole
thing?
But we don't interview, we don't check cadavers. We don't check cadavers. We only check for living clots in your body, not
right.
fibrous mm-hmm. tissue yeah. cadavers.
Right,
that's
now, let's go with that. Hold on, I've seen what y'all said, and I agree. I'm saying, I ain't nobody disagreeing with what y'all saying. I'm saying lawyers. Now, the key I said is we don't put a super PAC of our lawyers that's going to do what we say and go.
No.
Exactly. We don't do that. That's simple stuff sometimes. It's like, okay, because obviously we know we got to go through some type of jurisdiction. This is the way it's set up. I mean, if y'all can come up with another way outside of revolution, now once revolution starts, well, this is what I'm going to go with just because I told y'all. It got to be a civil war where it's getting to the point, no matter what a group of people and all y'all say, y'all going to say, yeah, we're going to do something. It's going to be not in thinking mode, like a hurricane or something, like, you know, but then it comes to the wishes. Because think about it.
We got the tools, man. We got the tools.
Yeah, we got tools, but unfortunately, we let a lot of people.
We're not using them.
When I say we're not using them, I understand what y'all say, because Brother Ray just said a deep point. He said, we've been doing it for a long time because he been in the struggle up until now. He ain't never stopped.
Yeah.
You talk to somebody who never stopped. We talking to you who had never stopped, and you talking to all of us out here. But look, I'm going to give you some strategically thinking what they tell us now on how this works. Because, Denver, we watched them kill all these people off. Somehow, if a president could tell not just you, a whole country, secret societies is running the government. Right there, I didn't know that at an early age. Y'all learned it before I did or heard it before I did. I'm now coming to the fruition that it's so entrenched that how are you going to trust somebody after all these decades since the time I'm born in the 60s to do all the people that y'all adore to, they knocked off immediately. Malcolm, boom. No, the nation turned a blind eye. King, boom. The black, the NAACP ain't trying to sue nobody.
No.
King, Kennedy, white folks ain't go too overboard. Dennis, brother.
Nope.
So we at a stage.
Fred
in
Hampton.
Life now. Fred Hampton. I'm just giving y'all.
Like
Marley say, we watch our prophets die and don't do nothing.
Drop
Ray, you still right. Now, I heard you. I got you, brother D. Now, not because do we hate our country? Because brother D and I was talking about this on St. Louis. That's an area that I know. But I've been here. It's a lot of energy in St. Louis, y'all. That's going on, a lot of stuff happening. I don't think we love this land at all. We've been trained to really hate this country. And brother D, just give us a brief of this. Give me about 2 or 3 minutes of what we were talking about, right quick. I'm gonna bring the elders in after you talk.
What happened first? He basically they attacked our households and communities with that Manchurian man you mentioned. You had big eyes and little U's.
Mm-hmm.
And people knew that for a fact. You know, you had big eyes and little U's because, you know, most of the women was talking about it, and most of the men knew, but, you know, just kept quiet.
Didn't
basically.
Say that.
And see, once they attacked all our communities and got them all messed up, that's what got everything else going with the downfall of taking Malcolm X out, taking everybody else out. So it was just a whole compilation on how they took our communities and our, you know, everything over. And that's how it's just a trickle down, like beating the ants, you know what I'm saying? Beating the ant pile, killing the ant pile. Basically, that's the thing. I got a little background noise right now. I'm going to talk to y'all later.
We'll talk later. Now, let's go with Meritorious. I'm going to leave him with, I know to be, because when we talk about me and him and others have the Meritorious Manumission, meaning that you have a hierarchy of blacks who would take reward and turn it in they fellow individuals. Now, that go back so far into the entrenched slavery until you got to look into a cult. They was a fraternity that they got to go along with keeping the lie going long as they play. And remember, and I say this I asked y'all earlier, J. Edgar Hoover and them, because they got King messing around. But look at J. Edgar Hoover. They in drag.
They got gay parties, and we allow that.
Come on, Dallas.
To supersede. We allow that to supersede what may be a natural reaction to something like, okay, on that. Now, let's go with that. Let's go with that. I want y'all to realize how deep this is. While this is going on, y'all act like no one now at our age. We didn't know at our age Marilyn Monroe fucking the whole presidential staff. We had no idea. We little kids.
Also, the Negro Project with W.E.B. Du Bois getting these black preachers to get these abortions, man.
Right.
Come on.
Get Negroes and abortions.
Right. We didn't know that. Now, we come into a world where we've been told that these groups were magnanimous in the community. We had the NAACP at ours. We had the Urban League. We had all that. We had an after-school program. We went to learn how to get summer program jobs. I mean, I did have it when growing up. I didn't know it was based on this type of politics at the time. But I look at the point, okay, able to do that. But I was at an age where vocational school was helpful. Vocational school was for people who were still heavily talented and skill level than going to education level. They were more street and mechanical smarts than some might have intellectually, but they were able to do the same thing. That's why vocational schools made people electricians, made people welders, made people refrigeration. Now, the problem is they cut that shit out, and then they came up with a new program. Now, y'all said it. I ain't got a name, which y'all said it so many times. You said, brother, Sister Elzebi. Elzebi came out of y'all generation. Y'all was becoming in y'all 40s when these white chicks made these books. Brother, I look at y'all. When y'all was growing up, Elza B was in the same frame of your age, and she told the whole thing to y'all. She said, we dumbing y'all down. And then Patrick Moynihan, everybody. I'm young. Patrick Moynihan. Out of New York.
Yep.
Who was Irish. He laid the foundation for the welfare thing. A liberal. And I'm saying to myself now, how come we act like we don't know that? Then I got to go deep on some shit. Now, I want y'all to realize something. This slavery shit, the white folks know they slavery. They sure do. They hold secret meetings on worshiping, going over the hot sand. If y'all don't know what that means, ain't my fault.
Mm-hmm.
They go over the hot sand. Now, if y'all don't know what that means, again, it's not my fault. Obviously, we have not talked about the slavery good enough because there's proof. There's absolutely proof. They were never – the reason why we got a problem, black people do not know that this was the part of the Bible story left out. Because when you look at the Ohio, all the rivers that go into the Mississippi, you notice they don't never they never tell you, but they take, you know how much a trip going down the Mississippi is? Go look it up. I was going to go down it. I said, damn, that's a hell of a lot of money. They got luxury boats that take you to all the antebellum. I mean, I don't think y'all know what's going on right now. Now, the thing is,
did the river all the way dry up?
Don't forget about Palestine, Ohio. Yeah. Now, I'm going to go there because we talked about it with some people. And it is a lot of archaeological, and y'all been telling me this for years. I've been around a lot of people. Y'all tell me to go around. Brother Ray been around. I know people say they're in Mexico. Now we're going to get deep because, see, these Mexican people play in every area. They good people. They look what they do. Now, y'all just said something earlier. Now, what if they knew that, here, if you look at these maps before the white people got here, you can see the different layouts. And according to them, they had these games. Now, the Mexicans ain't playing. Somehow they getting over the border. It wasn't no problem. But they seceded from Texas. That's why that Lone Star State. Now, look at Texas, y'all. Let's go there, Texas. Let's go there. Let's go, because we're going to the court because we got to leave a little while. But that five star, look at that, the Long Ranger. Now they put the Long Ranger black. They got the Long
Dallas
Ranger black.
Dallas Cowboys.
Thank you. The number one team. But the Long Ranger is black. They ain't proved it. They got no problem telling you now.
Yeah, Bash Reed.
They have no problem telling you now. So right now we know we've been right. All y'all been right. Think about it. Now, what's next? Now, if they tell y'all, which I think they are, that we did this to ourselves, then it's going to be like the Black Mirror movie.
Remember how you
look at yourself, you're the opposite. Remember that, what they did with the orange suits? And then they said the new blacks were orange. Once they brought that movie out, remember they said the new black was orange. I said, man, they used some magic tricks on us. So all I'm telling everybody is, not one of y'all is wrong. Right, not one of y'all wrong, but we just got to say to ourselves, every era got the clues. Every era. I played every era. Every era was given a clue. Not one era is held without guilt. That's a fact. Because I said, damn, y'all heard this, and I'm finding more stuff out happened when I was born that was detrimental from the very get-up. And I'm going to give you one of them right now. Let's see if y'all think about this. You ever look at your arm and it got a shot in it, like in your right arm? With your left arm. See, your left arm. It's a shot in it. Got a mark on it. I was talking to one of my island brothers. Latin brothers. And he was bragging about how they had to get this shot. I ain't making this up. I ain't going to name no name, but everybody knew who listened to him. I'm telling the truth. Fact. And he said, I bet none of y'all got this. And I said, man, please. I put my arm up. He was like, oh, my God. He started speaking in Spanish. He said, they gave it to y'all, too. I said, yes. I said, yes. And, man, I'm going to tell you, everybody in that room lit up. It was like they couldn't believe that we all got the same shot at that time. Because what y'all just said earlier, they gave every one of us, I think we were 6 or 7 years old, we all had to get this shot with this gun. Bam. And they got it too. Now, y'all want to talk? Let's talk. Don't get it on. I'm about to leave y'all. We got a big day today. It's going to be a lot of laughter. I can tell you that for sure. We are about to get it on. Let's make it happen. I told you. We've been saying it. Y'all been saying it. Y'all in survival mode. I don't know what mode y'all in. I know which one I'm in. And we're going to have some deep talks. And you're going to have to show up, like Brother Ray say, on some things. See, y'all hate to show up, but some things need to be showed up like they're doing in Chicago. You see this man. You see these black mayors or these black women mayors and these black women DAs. They are now finding out, I hate to say this, but don't y'all find it strange that the hierarchy of the U.S. government, the Speaker of the House is black, all its entourage is black women. Y'all don't see this to be a cultic at all?
Definitely a cult.
I keep telling y'all, man, God is black, Jesus black, Mary black, and the devil is black, man. The devil is black, bro.
I'm with you, bro.
Here. What nobody wouldn't have known nothing about Fannie Willis and what they do, Nathan Wade, except for his partner, his law partner, with the snitching, because they kicked him out the law firm. He went to snitching on Nathan Wade and Fannie.
Yeah,
okay,
that's right.
And also that sister that
That's Meritorious.
Yeah.
Manumission.
That's
Meritorious.
Yeah, that's right.
The brother just said.
Exactly.
I told you the spell is a cast over us. Now, Meritorious Manumission is so deep that unfortunately this is what happens. These are lawyers. These are people in the bar. Look at their behavior. Now, let's go deep now, since y'all want to go that way. Let's go there. Now, all I'm saying is maybe this is a time frame in time where all, in a twinkle of an eye, will see all reality. You understand what I'm saying? Hey, in a twinkle of an eye, you will find all reality across the because people are, I mean, it got, think about it. It's unbelievable how we could break this shit down, how preposterous it is that we just proved that these companies are buying up all the houses. We buying Chinese clothes. All our clothing is from China. And so how can you believe China want to kill us all, they might want to kill off what I consider, from their own words, universal income people who don't have a credit score. This is dangerous living, y'all. If your credit score can deem you dead. Now, I want y'all to listen. I'm not making this up. Y'all send it to me. I go look at what y'all say. And it looks to me that they're working on an AI court because y'all hate the Supreme Court.
Yep.
I'm not making this up. Y'all said it said from the time she sent me that thing about the blowing of weapons, I went to Lockheed and all this other shit and AI solutions. They're talking about bringing in AI court. I said, man, you know what? You know what? That's a Solomon story.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Solomon. See what I'm saying? They use a magic trick on us. That's Solomon. What they? Should I cut the baby? I got to take
and
the baby.
AI doctors too, man.
AI doctors. Now,
everything.
They
had this one chick. She had to see a virtual doctor and AI because the hospital she went to didn't have doctors.
Right.
Hey, bro, I talked to my doctor on Telehealth.
What's happening?
Okay, just on the phone, and I had to convince him. I said, you sure you're not ChatGPT? What's my story? He said, then he had to break down my whole medical record when I saw him. I said, you sure you ain't ChatGPT?
Now, see, that's what y'all thinking. See, this is what they scared of, thinking people. Because you got to wonder now, if we just can't talk about this stuff and don't think it's not being enacted. Otherwise, we crazy. See, if we was talking about something that was not enacted, we would be fools. But we are talking about stuff that has already been super implemented and almost into another atmosphere of virtual reality living. This is where we at. That you would love, now I'm not making this up. I know y'all think I'm making this up, but the killing people, I'm not making this up. I'm telling you, so they're killing people, putting on virtual reality killing mechanisms. That's why they were able to tape it. How do you think they were able to tape the killing in Buffalo to precisely?
Right.
I mean, come on, y'all. This is like I can't mess up, but anyway. Let me just say this.
It's like a real live video game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now this is their new movies out. This is their new movies out. They've been out for a long time. The first one we saw was War Games with Matthew Broderick. The
first one I saw was JFK getting shot in the head, man. That's the first one. When I was 6 years old, JFK getting two to the dome. I'm waiting for the King film to come out, man. It's a film about King getting shot too, man. They ain't released it yet.
Bro, let's just look at this.
Hey, wait a minute. Hey, Wes.
Go ahead.
But I always call this thing the biggest clown show on earth. But let me tell you something, man. They do a lot of sitting in the clowns right now, but I always say, our job is to knock the damn head off the guy